9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
25, the 20, the 10, the stand, Yeoman!
Fumble on the play, and the Yeoman has it.
Takes it, keeps it, breaks side!
Now, KMIL 105.1 The Ranch presents coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman.
Live play-by-play action is brought to you by
Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative in Cameron. Marek Burns, Laywell Funeral Home. By Ebco Development. Standards of Care Home Health Care. Stanley Lind Autoplex. By Don's Paint and Body. Anderley Lumber Company. Cox's Heating and Air. Citizens National Bank. By C&W Auto Repair. Subway and Texas Burger. Capolino, Dodd, and Krebs LLP. CMMC Full Service Home Repair. Sunny Food Mart. Budget Host Inn and Suites. Milam Auto, your Car Quest store. By Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Smile at the World Orthodontics. Little River Materials. By the Yo Shop, Cameron Nursing Center. And by Sefco Convenience Stores.
Now, live, this is Cameron Yeoman Football.
Well, here we are at Yo Field, and welcome to a gorgeous evening for high school football. Coach, we're so used to sweating up here in the press box early in the season. Got some rain, of course, last night and early this morning, and temperatures have been fairly mild throughout the day. Got a nice breeze blowing.
Out of the north.
This is good.
Yes, it is. And colorful. The blue and gold of La Vega, the maroon and gray of the Cameron Yeoman. Both of them well represented, and so it's a great night for high school football.
All right, the Yeoman, of course, with that win last week on the road at Waco Connolly, and the La Vega Pirates losing in the last minutes of their game last week with state-ranked Prosper in what was their home opener a week ago, as they were upended 15-14. In that ball game. Prosper got the ball late in the last minute or so and drove to score and win that game 15-14. That was a rematch of the 3A Division II state title game from a couple of years ago. And so this La Vega team, not a lot of guys coming back on this team. I think they had three or four starters on both sides of the football. And we're expecting a good one here tonight. 2A Cameron and 3A Waco La Vega. And Buffalo Bill Whitmire is got his stationary position down on the sideline tonight as the Yeoman make their way down on the field. A little bit of atmosphere down there, Bill?
Just a little bit. It's a little bit different from last week. It's a lot nicer. It's a lot cooler, but better crowd. Of course, we're at home. It's a little different than driving all the way to Connolly, but I think everybody's ready to have the home opener this week and get busy. So.
All right. Yeoman, of course, dismantled Waco Connolly a week ago. 52-7 was the final in that game. And tonight it's Waco La Vega. A little different level of competition when you look at those two programs. Connolly kind of in a rebuilding mode. And Waco La Vega, coach, seems like Coach Willie Williams just kind of reloads over there at Bell Mead every year.
He does. He's got a very good program. Willie, when I was athletic director in Killeen, interviewed for one of our jobs over there. I can't remember which one came open. He was very impressive when we talked about his program, and he was, he wasn't shy about talking about La Vega at all back in those days. And since then, they've come on, as you said, year in and year out. They're going to have a winning season. They're going to get in the playoffs. And they have a physical football team, and that's what the Cameron Yeoman will be facing tonight.
Yes, indeed. As both teams are on the field now as we get ready for the national anthem, of course, and we'll have the coin toss here to get us underway as well. After football tonight, we'll remind you we've got the Friday night finals. All the local scores from all over Central Texas. We'll get to those after football tonight up until midnight. As the Pirates have made their way out onto the field. Yeoman decked out in maroon home jerseys with white pants tonight. As we get set for the Yo-High Band and the National Anthem. Delhi Band under the direction of Stephen Moss giving us the national anthem tonight as we get set for the coin toss tonight. Tonight's coin flip brought to you live on the air from midfield by Marek Burns Label Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908 as the captains get set to make their way out onto the field for the Yeoman tonight. And we've got our captains, Ricky Dominguez, Enos Rangel, Ray Rangel, and Jake Young will be the captains for the Yeoman. Dustin McGowan, one of the captains for the Pirates, along with Anthony Martinez, Tyrell Irby, and also Kerry Hart will be the captains for the Pirates. And we'll go down to the sideline for tonight's coin flip.
Okay, sportsmanship, 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 okay? On the ground, out of bounds, whistles blown, don't hit them, okay? No free shots on the quarterback. I would take care of the quarterback. I'll treat him like my son, okay? Y'all have any questions? What's the word for today, sportsmanship? Okay, LaVega, you're the business. You get to call the coin flip. This is head. This is tail. Okay, tail, I need you to tell number 60 what you want to call it.
Hey.
What do you call 60?
Heads.
Okay, heads will call. If I drop it, I will flip it again. It is head. What does your coach tell you to do?
Defer.
You want to defer your op?
All right, so LaVega has won the toss here tonight, and they will defer to the second half. Our coin toss brought to you by Marek Burns Level Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908. And we are ready to go to work now.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, this is great. Got a brand new concession stand restroom on one end, a brand new scoreboard on the other end. They've shifted the band. This surprised me. Yeah. All the way from the south end to the north end. So we've got a lot of new things going on here tonight.
You forgot the net, Coach.
Oh, and the net that's up behind the, so if you kick a field goal or an extra point, it won't hit anybody at the concession stand. That's good. Hey. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. That'd probably be me that it hit anyway. So
they just finished the concession stand. In fact, I believe the net just went up yesterday.
That's correct.
All right, Joe Smitherman joins us. You're going to need that, I think.
I would think. Season home opener.
You ready for some football?
I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Sunny Food Mart at 902 North Travis and Cameron. Open 6 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week. Sunny Food Mart.
Oh, what a night for football. Autumn is in the air, isn't it, folks?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful time of the year.
And I just like the colors. I mean, there. Of course, we're going to see blue and gold again next week. But there's blue and gold and white over there. And we got the maroon, gray, and white on this side. Green field. This is a wonderful time of the year.
And this game is about to get underway as Quinn Haynes is back deep to receive the kickoff. And it is showtime. Here's a short kick that's going to be fielded on a dead run at the 35-yard line by Thomas Wren. He breaks one tackle but is spun down after a forward progress. Up to about the 37.
Number 98, Jordan Taylor, really put the lick on him right at the 40-yard line.
And that's where the Yeoman will set up shop, first and 10. Again, the Yeoman lost the toss, and LaVega deferred to the second half, so the Yeoman gets the ball. And they'll go straight from the sideline huddle to the formation, sending twin receivers to the far side. That's the wide side of the field as the Yeoman move from east to west here in the first quarter. Ball is on the near hash mark. Kelly in the backfield, and he'll get the fake handoff as Rhodes will keep it. And he dives over the 40 after weaving in and out a couple of times, picks up about 4 yards.
Well, he was reading the defensive end on this side, and the defensive end on this side closed down, and he came outside of him.
Yeah, I think the only person that wasn't fooled by that was number 44, Michael Drummond for LaVega.
Ooh, that middle linebacker is going to be tough. I watched him on film.
Second down and 5 for the Yeoman. opening drive of the season, home opener for the maroon and gray, wearing maroon on white tonight. Rhodes takes the snap, looks right in the flat, has a man caught at the 40, 45, and up to about the 46-yard line. He's going to be a yard, maybe 2 yards shy. That was Zach Brashear on the receiving end of that little flare.
I'll tell you, one of the things I think they're going to discover, and you saw Brashear do it there, he caught the ball and then he hesitated like he was as fast as that secondary is, you're going to have to catch the ball and go get it right now. Yeah. You dance around, they're going to swarm you.
This time it's Haynes and Wren to the near side. Brashear and Sapp to the far side, ball on the far hash mark. The Yeomen need a yard and a half from just outside the 45-yard line. Rhodes, that's a quick snap right up to Kelly. Kelly's got the first, comes to the near side, a 360 and spun down inside Pirate territory at the 48-yard line. A gain of 6 yards. And a first and 10 for the Yeomen.
Well, Coach, the Pirates had everybody coming. Would they have nine men up in the box?
Nine people on the line of scrimmage. They were coming.
That's a direct snap then to the halfback, Damian Kelly.
Haven't seen that yet this year and didn't show that at all against Wake O'Connell last week.
This time the Yeomen send trip receivers to the wide side of the field, which is the far side from us. Ran alone to the near side. First and 10 from the Pirate 48-yard line. And this time, Rhodes will keep it. Got some room across the 40, down inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. A gain of 11, and another first down for the Yeomen.
That's the second time they've run that play, Joe, and both times the inside linebackers come inside, and Rhodes is reading that, and there's a big gap. There was a gap here on the left side the first time they ran it, and a gap big enough to drive a truck through on that right side that time.
That's all it is an option play. He sticks it in his belly, and if that end doesn't close, he lets him run. If he does close, he keeps it.
This time, Westbrook, Haynes, and Wren all to the near side, the wide side of the field. First and 10, Yeomen at the La Vega 37. Rhodes wants to throw left, and now is going to be sacked way back at the 44-yard line. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Clean Cuts in Milam Plaza, now offering Jim's Formalware.
One of the things we're going to have to do, Joe, one of the things you're going to have to do is when they're not open, you haven't got time, you're going to have to throw that ball away.
Yeah, they're going to be coming.
Yeah, as soon as he flushes out of that pocket and doesn't have anybody else like that time, he took three or four steps. Defensive lineman got to him. He had time to throw it away, but I don't think he was thinking about that.
Second down and 16 for the Yeomen. Rhodes will take the snap. Dropping straight back. Has time. Pumps once. Lobs one downfield. And it is caught. A beautiful catch on an adjustment by Justin Sapp down inside the 20 at the 19.
And I don't know how he caught that. He had a white shirt all over him while he's trying to find that ball.
And Rhodes might have intentionally underthrown, and Sapp made a great adjustment, and that's a Mallaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeomen, first down. Mallaire's Discount Center, Industrial Boulevard, Cameron. In the red zone, the EBCO red zone, the Yeomen, in their opening drive of the night, send trips to the near side. That's Wren, Haynes, and Westbrook. Sapp alone to the right. And Rhodes dropping back, looking left, across the middle now, and he's got Dede Westbrook inside the 10 at the 7-yard line.
13.
First down and goal inside the EBCO red zone for the Cameron Yeomen. Again, tonight's first quarter brought to you by Clean Cuts, now offering Jim's Formal Wear, from haircuts to perms, nails, eyelash extensions, waxing, and tucks and gowns. It's your one-stop shop, Clean Cuts. In the Brookshire Brothers Plaza, open Monday through Saturday, Friday, 9 to 6. Saturdays, 9 to 3. And the Yeomen, first and goal at the 7-yard line of the Pirates. Twins to both sides this time as Rhodes will hand off to Kelly up the middle. Inside the 5, touchdown, Yeomen. Pretty impressive opening drive there, Coach.
Yes, sir. Except for that one play where we tried to get away from the rush. Everything else the Cameron Yeoman did was they blocked everybody. They caught the ball. They ran the right patterns. Perfect drive.
And the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point as Brashear will hold for Martin Rodriguez. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick, and it's all picture perfect. And the Yeoman draw first blood in their season home opener, an opening drive that goes the distance, and the Yeoman lead it 7-0. We'll be back to recap that drive for you right after this.
The name says it all. CMMC Full Service Home Repair in Cameron. Home repairs, painting, siding, deck work, and even flooring. From new installations to repair, refinishing and tile work, Clay and Maureen at CMMC Full Service Home Repair covers you. Call 832-647-7207. Full Service Home Repair at fair, affordable prices. And there's no job that's too big or too small. CMMC Full Service Home Repair. 832-647-7207.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. The Cameron Yeoman strike first on their opening drive and lead it 7-0.
All right, our Don Spain body scoring drive. The Yeoman goes 63 yards, 8 plays. A couple of big plays. 20-yard pass to Sapp after the Yeoman were sacked, and then a 13-yard pass on the next play to Deidre Westbrook to pick up a first down. And one more play, and the Yeoman were into the end zone on a 7-yard touchdown run from Damian Kelly. 63 yards on 8 plays. Our scoring drive brought to you by Don's Paint and Body. More than 20 years of experience, also specializing in windshield repair and replacement. Taking the dents out of accidents. Don's Paint and Body, West 4th Street, Highway 36, across from Brookshire Brothers.
Well, we've got an injury timeout right now. Waco La Vega Pirate is just being helped up. No, I'm sorry, Cameron Yeoman, just being helped up off of the field. That is one of the offensive linemen for the Yeoman, Ray Rangel, who is being assisted off the field. Looks like he may be favoring his right leg or knee or ankle. But he is putting weight on it. So
one of the things I think we could take note of and keep our eyes open, we talked a while ago about La Vega bringing 9 men up. They're also trying to crowd our outside receivers. And when they do that, that means that the safeties are coming up too. That's the reason Dede Westbrook was able to go down and break over the middle. Normally, there would have been a couple of safeties sitting there. But with them coming up pressing the receivers, when he broke inside, there was nobody there to keep him from catching the football. So it's going to be a cat and mouse game back and forth this whole game.
And down here on the field, it looks like Rangel just kind of turned his ankle down there when they were blocking. Somebody rolled up on behind him, yeah. Just turned his ankle. So I think you'll see him come back pretty quick.
I think the backup utility lineman, offensive lineman, is Edgar Luna, who would be forced into double action tonight. So hopefully Ray Rangel will be fine. It looks like he's about to shake that off. Back deep to receive is Stephen Woods. And here's a high kick to McGowan. He's going to take it on a hop at the 15-yard line. He's up across the 25 and then gang tackled at about the 30-yard line.
Ty Morgan made the first contact and held him up.
And the La Vega Pirates are 70 yards away as their offensive unit sees their first action for the night.
And McGowan is the one that La Vega wants to get the, you know, that's who they want to have the ball. And he tried to get up there, and Ty Morgan did an excellent job of just grabbing him, holding him up, and letting the rest of the Yo kickoff team come up and help him get him down.
Jason Arnett is the tailback. He is a freshman, the only freshman on this team, and he stands flanked to the left of Minute. That's McGowan, who is going to be at quarterback at this time, and he'll keep it around the left side. Got some room across the 30, 35, and up to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 8 or 9 yards. These Pirates have one freshman, that is Javon Arnett, the running back. They've got five sophomores, 14 juniors, and 22 seniors. Arnett remains in the backfield with McGowan at quarterback from the gun. Three receivers to the near side. This time Arnett gets the call, got the first across the 40, twists and turns, hard to bring down. Finally up the 44-yard line, the Yeoman corral him for a gain of five.
Well, a whole nother level of speed, guys, compared to what the Yeoman saw offensively last week out of Wake Connolly.
No doubt. The Pirates are decked out in white on white with their blue hats, blue trim with gold and blue stripes. The Yeoman maroon on white with white letters and white hats. First and 10 for the Pirates from their own 44-yard line. McGowan again from the shotgun. This time he'll keep it around the near side. Great open field tackle by the Yeoman.
I got Cheyenne Black, Joe. He really had a breakout game last week at linebacker and making a nice, nice tackle there.
Absolutely. A loss of a yard on the stud running back, McGowan.
Well, the thing about it is he was coming off of a block. Mm-hmm. He was being blocked on, came off the block, and made the stop.
Wide receivers to both sides. It's Tyree Jackson to the far side. Twins come to the near side. One of those is Marcus Evans. And McGowan again at quarterback will roll left, sets up, throws downfield, left side, got a man caught, and dropped immediately at the Yo 45. But that's a gain of 12 and a first down on the reception by Tyree Jackson.
Well, that time the Yeoman got pressure on McGowan with Black coming from that right side, but can't get there in time, and a pretty nice snap throw there by Dustin McGowan.
You know, we saw on film against the Prosper last week, McGowan ran occasionally at quarterback, but Minnett was the primary quarterback last week, but McGowan's taken every snap so far. This time he'll hand off around the near side to Arnett. Arnett makes a move on one Yeoman, turns the corner on the near sideline, flags all over the place as Arnett gets up to a down to about the Yo 36-yard line.
I believe we're going to have holding on a wide receiver out here. I could be wrong, but I believe that's what they were showing.
You are not wrong, Coach. You're right on the money. So that one's going to come back.
Yeah, erase a 9-yard gain.
Well, that was Stephen Woods, the wide receiver, who's playing wide receiver right now for La Vega. And he's the one that had the busted block a minute ago when they caught McGowan in the backfield. And he wasn't going to let his man go this time.
That's a spot foul, apparently. They'll mark it from the 42 down to the Pirate 48. And that's going to set up a first down and 17.
Hey, reminder, our Bob's Steakhouse play of the game coming up in the postgame show. Be listening for that. That could be valuable stuff for you to win a free steak tomorrow morning on our scoreboard show.
Arnett in the backfield with McGowan. Trip receivers come to the near side. Jackson alone wide to the left. The Pirates moving left to right or from west to east. McGowan will take it around the left side, and he is met with resistance after about 5 yards. Pretty good lick in there delivered by number 22, O'Neill Spells.
Spells mentioned by Coach Rhodes this morning. One of the players that stood out for the Yeoman defensively last week, sticking his hat in there and making a nice hit on McGowan.
5:07 left in the first quarter. Yeoman lead it 7-0. First drive of the evening for the Pirates. It started back at their 30-yard line. They are second down and 11 at the Yo 46. Trips to the near side. Now McGowan has Arnett to his right. He'll hand off to Arnett, who bounces outside. He's going to be thrown down back to the line of scrimmage at midfield.
Gyro Campa, Joe, slicing in there for that spot at tackle, and he made the initial contact. McGowan finished off there by a couple of other Yeoman, but Campa, who had, we felt like, a breakout game last week, making a nice play there.
Well, Campa really came on toward the end of last year, and he's picked up right where he left off.
Yeah, the first few plays, Vega really kind of blew Cameron off the line, but the defensive line and the linebackers have settled down and started kind of shifting around and giving themselves better opportunities here the last few plays.
Third down and 13. McGowan rolls to his right, looking, and now he will dump one. It's caught at the 38-yard line, scrambling, trying to get the first, but can't get there. Needed 13. He got 12. Yeah, a little bit short there. He needed the, what is that, spot right on the 35, and this is going to be almost 2 yards short.
Yeah, Devontae Jones on the receiving end of that one. That sets up a fourth down and two for the Pirates.
Now, we did see on film last year, they do like, or from last week, La Vega does like to do the little quarterback pooch punt. So
Devontae,
I think the yeoman would welcome a pooch punt right here.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. McGowan from the gun. He's going to take it all the way around the left side. Got the first and is driven out of bounds down at the 34-yard line.
He almost didn't get it. I think you might have jumped the gun there. And then at the last second, off of a second effort, he's able to shake off a hit and just did get inside that 35-yard line. Our first quarter tonight brought to you again by Clean Cuts in the Monum Plaza, now offering gym's formal wear.
That looked like the old single wing that time. They had all the backs to the left side, and that's where he ran, right behind all three of them.
Well, it's down at the 33 now, first and 10 for the Pirates. They get new breath after converting on the fourth down. Twin receivers to both sides. Ball on the far hash mark. Arnett with McGowan in the backfield, and McGowan flat-footed. Now he'll take it and run around the left side, and he's hit and dropped after about a yard gain. Ty Morgan over there for the Yeoman along with Spells.
Luna put the pressure on him where he couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, he was in the backfield quick. McGowan had to do a little adjustment right there, a little improvisation.
He was Mr. Everybody last year for the Pirates. I think he was the leading rusher, passer, and receiver, right?
Well, out of returners he was, yeah.
Second down and nine for the Pirates. And a quick pass to the right side. It is going to be caught, but for a loss of yardage, back at the 34-yard line, and a flag comes in late. Devontae Jones in the little flare out here on the near side caught it. Couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the flag means.
Oh, he talked about La Vega's team speed on defense. It's going to be a face mask call against the Yeoman, which is going to be 15.
Well, it had to be because we had seven maroon shirts on top of the ball carrier. Seven maroon shirts were on top of number two.
Well, Coach Rhodes is down there questioning that call. Of course, maybe just wanting an explanation, knowing he's not going to win anything there. But it does move the ball down inside the 25 to the 21-yard line, where it's a fresh set of downs for the Pirates. They'll send trip receivers to the far side and to the near side. It is Evans. Arnett in the backfield with McGowan. And he'll get the call this time left side in a hole. He's inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. A gain of eight.
Well, they opened up a big hole in there that time.
And, boy, how big is that face mask penalty? Second down and two now for the Pirates. Trips to the near side. High snap. McGowan pulls it in, and he can't get out of the grasp of Big Deontane Holt, who slings him to the ground for a loss of five. Like a rag doll.
Yeah, the Yeoman defensive line is, you know, really getting this offensive line of Lega figured out. They're a little bit faster, a little bit faster, and they're starting to figure out how to get around who's the slowest guy on the field and how to get around him.
Trips come to the near side this time for the Pirates on a third down and eight now after officially a loss of 6 yards on the sack by Deontane Holt. A blitz, an offsides, a flag, a pass, a catch, and whistles blow. And this play was blown dead before the play even started.
Well, we know the Yeoman jumped off down there. Was contact made, I think, is what's going to be the call here. Coach Willie Williams for La Vega is out on the field wanting an explanation, but I think that's going to be what happened.
I mean, certainly Coach Willie Williams heard the whistles. we heard them up here.
Well, the thing the secondary can't do is they've got to stay back. I mean, we just let that receiver go wide open. You've got to stay back on him.
Third down and three after the penalties marked off against the Yeoman. 7-0, Yeoman lead at a minute 45 left here in the clean cuts first quarter. McGowan with Arnett in the backfield.
There's that power set to the left.
And McGowan will keep it left side. He's going to dart inside, makes a 360 turn inside the 10 to the 9 and a first and goal for the Pirates.
I was going to say, the Yeoman had him for about a two-yard gain, and he spun and got away.
This has been a time-consuming drive. La Vega started with 7:42 to go in the first. They've gone 13 plays on this drive now and picked up some big conversions just like that one on third down. Also picked up a fourth down earlier in this drive.
That power formation again to the left side as McGowan will keep it left side and cuts upfield, headed to the corner, and reaches out. Touchdown, Pirates. Well, there'll be some adjustment on that. Pirates have seen something that they can capitalize on, and it worked.
Well, that play was pretty much their entire offensive line, their entire defensive line, and McGowan.
So the Pirates will try to tie this thing up after a 70-yard drive that went 14 plays. And the snap and the kick. And we're all tied up. It is 7-all with 1:21 left in the first. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
You want to flip that light on?
Standards of Care, your hometown health agency. They offer skilled nursing, home health aides, and therapists to help you recover and rehab in the comfort of your own home. The track record demonstrates the dedication to excellence in serving people like you. They appreciate Cameron, Rockdale, and all of Milam County for your continued support and trust through the years. Call 254-697-2224 today and let us bring healing home for you or your loved one.
Subway Sub of the Day is back. Subway has brought back the 6-inch Sub of the Day special. Monday through Friday, choose a different 6-inch sub sandwich of the day for only $2.79. And Saturday and Sunday, you can choose any of the selected 5 6-inch subs. Now that's a great deal on any budget. Top the deal off with a cool drink and a bag of chips for a perfect lunch or dinner. Visit today at either of the Subway Texas Burger locations, Cameron or Rockdale, and pick up your Sub of the Day.
We are back all tied up with 1:21 left in the first quarter.
Well, a 14-play drive for La Vega there. They go 70 yards and it ends on a 9-yard touchdown run by Dustin McGowan, who starts tonight at quarterback for La Vega, and he was Mr. Everything on that drive. A couple of big conversions, a fourth down run, and also a big third down and five run, not to mention the TD.
And it consumes more than half of the first quarter clock. A deep kickoff that will send Quinn Haynes back to the 4-yard line. He'll hand off coming to the near side to Damian Kelly, up to the 15, and he is buried back at the 12. Wow. He ran into a brick wall.
Yes, he did. La Vega Pirates have got some stout young men out there, some fine athletes, and they can run. And they were white jerseys all spread out all over that field. So if we'd have faked the reverse or gave off either one, they were ready.
The Yeoman back at their own end of the field at the 13, first and 10. They marched downfield for a touchdown in their first possession, only their second possession of the evening right here. Wren and Brashear come to the near side. Haynes and Sapp to the far side. The ball is on the near hash mark as Rhodes will take the snap and hand off to Kelly up the middle. And he breaks the tackle, another tackle, and scampers his way across the 20 to the 22, a gain of 9.
Well, you know, we saw Coach Rhodes mentioned this morning. He said, you know, McGowan's one of those guys that all he needs is a little bit of crease. Damian Kelly only needs a little bit of crease right there. It's a good example, a good 8-9-yard run.
Second down and a yard for the Yeoman. Clock under 45 seconds here in the first quarter.
I noticed that Ray Rongel, who was injured earlier, is not into the ball game right now.
Deontane Holt is in. Right guard. Rhodes, twins to both sides, takes the snap, quick pass, near side to Westbrook. Stiff arms. He's across the 30, 40, midfield. He is going to go all the way. Touchdown, Yeoman. He's a playmaker.
Yes, sir.
D.D. Westbrook. Electrifying, to say the least. And he takes it to the house to put the Yeoman right back on top.
Well, we talked about their speed, but I'm going to tell you something. Number 17's got a lot of that speed himself.
Yes, he does. The Milam Auto CarQuest extra point with 20.7 seconds left in the quarter as Brashear will hold and Martin Rodriguez doing the kicking chores, and the kick is up, and it's good. And just like that, the Yeoman take a 14-7 lead with 20 seconds left in the quarter. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Nothing makes a parent happier than to see their child smile. And at Smile at the World Orthodontics, they want to help make that smile the best it can be. Smile at the World Orthodontics stands behind the youth of today and encourages excellence in academics, athletics, and leadership. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, proud supporters of Central Texas High School football.
I'm just a
Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith for my friends at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your heavy-duty truck headquarters in Central Texas.
Hi, Gary Lind here. At Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, we're here to cheer on the mighty Cameron Yeoman. And come see us now for all your transportation needs to follow the Yeoman wherever they're playing. Go, yo.
Take it from me, you'll get a better deal if you make the short drive to Cameron to Stanley Lind Autoplex.
Well, the Yeoman are 2-for-2 on offensive drives tonight, leading this one 14-7. Quick recap of that drive.
Easy. Two plays, 88 yards, a 78-yard touchdown screen pass from Jack Rhodes to D.D. Westbrook, and the Yeoman lead at 14-0. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
And here's the kick. High and rather short, fielded at the 20-yard line, up across the 30. Oh, man, hit by Spells and turned around at the 34-yard line.
The middle linebacker went down on the kick team and made contact, didn't he?
Telling you, he is popping some folks tonight.
Yeah, I think I'd run away from number 22 if he's wearing maroon right now.
Well, as some coach said one time, we're trying to, but we can't get away from him.
He's everywhere.
15 seconds left here in this clean cuts first quarter. As, again, McGowan leading the offense at quarterback, got a man in motion, and he'll get the handoff around the left side, and he scampers his way up to the 40-yard line. That's a gain of about 6 yards.
That's Devontae Jones.
And Jones' carry will end the first quarter of play. We go to frame number two. The Yeoman lead a thriller here at Yeo Stadium, 14-7. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Financial Advisor. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call me at 697-6511 or stop by my office at 315 South Houston. Edward Jones, member SIP.
All right, welcome back to Yeo Field. We go to the second quarter. Rob Reed, Joe Smitherman, Ed Colley, and Buffalo Bill Whitmire on the sideline with our Subway sideline reports tonight as the Yeoman lead at 14-7 as we go to the second quarter. And our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery, friendly next day service and personal embroidering, T-shirts and hats Call 697-8393 for Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery.
Well, Rob, you think we've got a candidate for the play of the game already, but there's no telling what's going to happen in these remaining three quarters.
Well, you know, this is the kind of game we thought we'd see tonight, as these two teams just exchanging here in the early going. Second and four from the La Vega 41, and this is going to be McGowan keeping it and getting hammered at the 40-yard line. Not much, maybe about a half a yard as he is slung to the ground.
Deontane Holt says, welcome to my house.
Welcome to Yo Field. So that's going to set up a third down here for the Pirates. Ball is spotted in between the hash marks, just inside the 41-yard line. With 11:34 to go in the first half, 14-7, Yeoman leading La Vega. Pirates used up a bunch of the clock, over 6 minutes on their opening drive. Out of the snap, McGowan rolls to the right, throws. That ball is caught just across the 45, which would be enough for a first down, and it is.
Wow, now, Coach, explain that spot to me.
Do what?
They spotted it where his feet were, but
that was his forward progress.
His feet?
That's what they counted it.
I think Coach Rhodes is asking the same question right now down on the field.
Because he dove back across where it wouldn't have been a first down.
It is a first down, though. You mark it at the 46-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides. Now man comes in motion. McGowan will hand it to him. That's Jones coming off left tackle, and he's going to be hit and driven to the ground. A flag comes in. And once again, Dede Westbrook and Ty Morgan in on the tackle on the tailback Devontae Jones coming out of the receiver slot on that carry. The officiating crew talking it over at about the 47-yard line, which would be about where they spotted that ball.
Well, number two for La Vega, Devontae Jones, took a swing at Shine Black, but Black went right back at him. And
another face mask call against the Yeoman, and that's going to be the second. And again, face mask penalties now, all of them are the 15-yard variety. So big yardage will be marked off against that Yeoman defense here on that penalty.
And that was an away from the ball face mask as Black grabbed Devontae Jones' face mask. I think more out of, you know, just reaction to being hit, and pulled his helmet off.
Well, you saw the helmet come off at the end of that play as they're going to, well, they're marking this from the spot there at the 48.
Yep.
Wow.
A big 15-yard penalty, second time tonight.
Yeah, and it was a huge penalty in that opening drive for the Pirates. That,
well, that's 30 yards of real estate you've just given them. You just can't afford to do that against a good ball club.
Not unless you score every time you have the ball.
Put the ball down at the Yo 37-yard line. So La Vega with a first down as McGowan has one back in the backfield with him to his right. He'll snap it and hand it off to that back up the middle on his own read through a big hole. Breaks a couple of tackles down inside the 25, inside the 20, all the way down to the 18-yard line on the run there by Randy Gober. And it's another La Vega first down here on this drive.
Well, that 15-yard penalty in the opening drive really was a critical play against the Yeoman that kept that drive going. Eventually wound up in a touchdown. Could see the same thing happen here.
10:32 to go. Ball on the 18-yard line of the Yeoman. McGowan is going to keep it this time and ramble out to the right side. He's going to be dropped on a nice play by Dede Westbrook coming up from the safety spot, as they're going to drop him at about the 17-yard line.
Well, he put a move on Cheyenne in the backfield.
Yes, he did.
Kind of left him on his knees, but Dede answered the call for a short game.
And if Dede doesn't get him,
yeah, Katie bar the door there.
Twin receivers to both sides of the field for McGowan. He's got his tailback Gober in the backfield to his left. Now Jones in motion. He'll keep it and run up the middle. Tried to sneak in the middle, and there's nothing there. The O defense clamps the door at the 16 and slings down Dustin McGowan for not much on that play.
Yeah, good job by Edgar Luna and Deontane Holt. Kind of clog up that interior.
So here's another big third down. La Vega has converted.
That's not Mr. McGowan's strong suit inside those tackles.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Well, here's their big lineup here.
They'll come in with a strong set this time as McGowan calls for the ball from the 15. He's going to go to his left, now to his right, puts it up. That ball is intercepted. Coming away with the
Trey
pick
Anderson.
Is Trey Anderson at the 5-yard line, and the Yeomen turn him away. And that is a Stanley Lind Autoplex Yo turnover. When it comes to sales and service, turn your worries over to Stanley Lind Autoplex.
How about that?
So and, Trey Anderson shuts the door. The Yeomen finally turn away a third down conversion here, and they'll take over at their own 7-yard line.
And McGowan just drifted back and just threw that up for grabs.
Had a little pressure in his face, too.
Yeah, he was about to get hit by Jared Beckhusen.
So Yeoman have it at their own 7-yard line. Rhodes out of the shotgun, three receivers right. And he's going to hand it off to Kelly. Coming to the right side, and not much there. Second effort might have got him to the 9 for a 2-yard pickup. So the first turnover of the night will go the way of the Yeoman as Trey Anderson picked off that pass from Dustin McGowan. And now the Yeoman setting up a 2nd and 8 from their own 9-yard line. Ball is on the right hash mark here with 8:35 to play here in the second quarter. Rhodes this time will send three receivers left, one man wide to the right. Kelly stands to Jack's right out of the shotgun from the 9. Snap. Rhodes drops back. Quick pass out to the near side. He's got it across the 20 to the 21. Justin Sapp on the catch. And that is a Mullers discount center. Cameron Yeoman first down.
14 yards on that one.
Give me just a little back over here.
Just a good crisp route run by Justin Sapp there. Broke him open, and Rhodes put the ball right on target.
14-7, Yeoman lead it. 8:16 to go, second quarter. As the Yeoman moved the chains on that big pass from Rhodes to Sapp. This time, twin receivers both sides of the field. From the Cameron 22-yard line, Rhodes checking from the sideline. Last-minute instructions. Play clock down to 3-2. They get the snap off. Throw quick pass left side in and out of the hands of Quinn Haynes at about the 20-yard line. And that'll set up a 2nd and 10.
There were footsteps coming on that one. Haynes had 3 La Vega Pirates coming down right on top of him as he tried to grab that ball, and you just can't help but think he hurt him.
Can't get this thing to go back over. I don't know how it got to here.
Coach needs some tech support.
Look here.
2nd and 10 from the 23-yard line. Rhodes sends twin receivers to both sides of the field. Has the play from the sideline on a check with me. Drops back, looking. Now a swing pass to the right at the 21. That's Westbrook. Shakes a man and works his way up the sideline to the 30, where he's going to be just a little bit short of a first down. It's going to be 3rd and about 3 as they spot this ball right at the 30. Yeoman up 14-7. A 78-yard touchdown pass earlier, late in the first quarter. Westbrook on a swing pass went 78 yards down the sideline to be the difference in the ball game right now. It's 14-7 Cameron. Yeoman trying to pick up a first down. It's 3rd and 2 from their own 31-yard line. Direct snap tipped to the air by Kelly, and he does all he can do not to let disaster fall. As might have been some confusion there. That ball, a direct snap, I think it was supposed to be right to Damian Kelly, but it was high off of his fingertips and luckily bounced right back into his hands, and he goes down at the 25-yard line to set up a 4th down.
Yeah, first punt of the night for either team right here, and that was a big miscue right there because the Yeoman had a very manageable 3rd and short.
So McGowan will stand back at his own 35-yard line to return the punt. Jack Rhodes on to kick it away. The snap. And the boot. This is a good, strong kick. It's going to back McGowan all the way back up to his 20-yard line. Spins away from a man at the 25, but he's met by a host of yeomen who will bring him down at about the 27-yard line.
53-yard punt by what has got to be a candidate for All-State at punter.
He does a great job.
So La Vega will take over here at their own 27-yard line with 6:39 to go in the first half. Cameron leading La Vega here 14-7. Yeoman got an interception on the last La Vega possession down at the 5-yard line. And La Vega sets up shop at their own 27, first and 10. McGowan takes a high snap, hands it off to his back, Gober. Runs through a hole across the 30 out to the 32 before he's hit there. Forward progress on that. Give him about 5 yards on the carry.
You know, Rob, we watched in film where Prosper was able to turn La Vega away on the goal line a couple of times. Yeoman did the same thing. That's got to become a frustrating aspect of this La Vega offense.
Three receivers go right, one to the left this time, as McGowan, the La Vega quarterback, calls for the ball. Second and 5 from the Pirate 32-yard line. And now he checks with the sideline. Play clock down to 5. McGowan drops, right side pass. He's got a man for a first down, and he gets out to the 41.
Coach, what's that old saying? If you're defensive lineman, you can't get to the quarterback. What do you do when he's throwing the ball?
Hands up.
That's right. That cost him right there.
Devontae Jones on the reception for a Pirate first down as they cross their own 40 and move the chains. Ball just inside the right hash mark as McGowan and the Pirates going no huddle, taking the plays directly from the sideline. Twin receivers to both sides of the field. McGowan takes the snap again. It's a high snap. Drifts out to the left side. Ball is tipped out of the hands of Stephen Woods, right to the hands of Tyree Jackson. And it's near another Pirate first down. It is enough for a first down.
Well, for Jackson, that's just being in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely.
Could have just as easily been a maroon jersey there.
So the tip pass caught for a first down there by Tyree Jackson, the junior wideout. And it's a first down for the Pirates, who have it in Cameron territory now at the 47. Again, twin receivers both sides. McGowan with the snap. Looking right now, he's going to throw. That ball is caught at the 25, the 20, a foot race to the end zone, and that's going to be a touchdown for Devontae Jones. A 47-yard play will put the Pirates to within an extra point of tying this one up at the 4:59 mark here in the second quarter.
I think you see why they went from minute to this guy throwing the ball now. I mean, he can throw the football.
Well, a big strike there as the extra point try is to come here. The kicker, Emilio Frias, on for the extra point. The snap is down. The kick is going to be blocked. Or was it a direct snap? I can't tell if that was a snap. There's a Pirate in the end zone with a football.
I don't know that the officials know yet.
It was blocked. It was definitely blocked.
Well, you can't advance that.
You can't advance that play.
No.
Now they're going to sort this out, the officiating crew in the end zone.
No, you can't advance a blocked extra point. It's unless, what if they caught it in the air, Coach? Oh, my goodness.
They're going to give it to him.
He did catch it in the air.
That's going to be a two-point conversion for the Pirates.
Well, it seems like Coach Rhodes is getting the short end of a lot of calls tonight. He wants his fourth powwow with the man in the white hat.
Well, I'm standing at about the 50-yard line. It looked like that ball was blocked, bounced off the ground, went back up in the air, and that's when a La Vega lineman picked it up.
Well, I think that is the argument Coach Rhodes is making. And now the special teams coach, Randy Sapp, also looking for the same sort of explanation. And I'm not sure the O coaches are going to get any satisfaction here. It's going to be a 15-14 La Vega lead with 4:59 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout, and we're back to Yo Field in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Before you start the job, make a trip to Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. It just makes sense. And during September, they've got more great tools, sale price, to make your job easier. Here's a very heavy-duty wheelbarrow. This big guy can handle up to 400 pounds, and it's fitted with grips on the handles so it won't slip. Right now, it's just $64.99 at Anderle Lumber Company. Open Monday through Saturday, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron, right on U.S. Highway 190.
Standards of Care, your hometown health agency. Have you or a loved one been discharged from a hospital, nursing home, or rehab facility? Do you need special treatment like injections or wound care? Are you recovering from an illness? Do you need therapy to regain your strength or restore your quality of life? Then let Standards of Care confer with your doctor and evaluate your needs. They serve Cameron, Rockdale, and the surrounding areas. Call 254-697-2224 today. Raising the standard in home health care.
Whatever it was,
4:59, good to go in the second quarter, and we're back to play. La Vega takes the lead 15-14 on a questionable call. And here come the Yeoman with the return. Quinn Haynes across the 20, 25, 30, turns on the burners, runs into his own man near midfield that will...
Oh, my goodness.
Quinn Haynes gets that return and takes off like a bullet and runs right up into the back of Juan Casillas.
Was there green grass? I mean, that opened up. They were La Vega was chasing over there.
Coach, I'm the slowest man ever born, and I could have run through that hole.
Well, we've got an assignment for Whitmire. Yeah, a dollar. We got an assignment for Whitmire. Be sure to find out what that call was. Explain to Rhodes in our post-game interview. Yeoman have it at their own 49-yard line. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Rhodes going to take the snap, hands it off to Kelly. Coming right side into Pirate territory at the fifth, across the 50, down to the 45-yard line where he's drugged down there by a couple of Pirate defenders. And it's about a 6-yard pickup for Damian Kelly here on first down.
Strange turn of events. I don't believe in all my years of playing and watching that I've seen an extra point get blocked and turned into a 2-point conversion.
No, I never have.
Second and about four for the Yeoman from the Pirate 45-yard line. Rhodes takes it, throws quick. That's Westbrook at the 40. Dances down to the 35, and he's going to be knocked down there by Tim Evans. But it is another Mullers Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down as he'll move the chains. Yeoman can move that football quick on that offense as they move it down to about the 38-yard line. A first down for the Yeoman. 4:04 to go. Yeoman trail for the first time this season. 15-14 here in the second quarter. Twin receivers to the right side. Now we're going to have a timeout as the Pirates are going to be charged with a timeout here with 3:58 to play in the second quarter. La Vega leading at 15-14. And just to recap, the Pirates were down 14-7. They get a big 47-yard touchdown pass from McGowan to Devontae Jones. And on the extra point try, a 2-point conversion awarded to La Vega on a extra point that was blocked and then fallen on in the end zone by the Pirates. It's ruled a 2-point conversion to give them a 15-14 lead, but a little bit of question on the rule there. As we talked about it when it happened, able to advance a muff kick. The question was, did he catch it in the air?
And would that even matter?
Or would it matter? Well,
we're all going to learn something tonight.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
We will. We'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes on his explanation from the crew a little bit later. That'll be in our postgame show.
Or maybe Wild Bill could find out at the half from one of the other coaches.
He may be able
to. We want to know before the end of the ball game how that happened.
Well, you got a pro ref up here in the press box you can talk to, don't you?
Well, Mama Rose said it's it shouldn't have counted.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's slam dunk then.
First and 10 from the La Vega 33-yard line. Twin receivers right. Three men go wide to the left for the Yeoman. Rhodes takes the snap, drops back, a slant over the right side, and Justin Sapp looks up. He dropped the ball, wanted an interference call as it really looked like Evans, the corner, was hanging all over Justin on a little slant pass on the right side. It's incomplete and sets up a second and 10 with 3:55 to go in the second quarter.
Well, I tell you what, Rob, when I went to my senior prom, I didn't have my arm around my girlfriend as tight as Edmonds did around Justin Sapp that time.
You didn't have a girlfriend.
Well, that was probably your girlfriend's doing, not yours.
Second and 10 from the 33. Rhodes looking over the middle. He lofts one in the air. Caught by Kelly down at the 10 to the 8-yard line. Another Mullers Discount Center first down on a big play. Rhodes to Kelly.
26 yards on the catch, and what an acrobatic catch. Kelly goes way tall to haul that one in.
Yeoman back in business down in the EBCO Development Red Zone as they'll spot this ball at the La Vega 7-yard line. And again, the Yeoman going no huddle with the call coming straight from the sideline. Sapp goes wide right, Wren out to the left along with Haynes. And now they'll split Westbrook in the slot right. Rhodes out of the gun, Kelly to his left. He'll hand it off. Damian bounces around one man, scoots under a defender and into the end zone for a touchdown, but there is a flag.
It's a late
It's going to be face mask on La Vega. They grabbed Kelly's face mask as he ran by.
Face mask.
That is the call. That is a Yeoman touchdown.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Kelly all the way from the opening kickoff.
Damian Kelly hit at the line off to the right side. He spun away and then ducked under another defender and scoots into the end zone, and the Yeoman go on top 20-15 with 3:26 to go in the second quarter.
Coach, what do you do here? You try to make up that point deficit by going for two?
Yep, they're going to do it. It looks like that may be the call from the sideline. Is that what the card says, Coach?
I don't know what their card says, but I was watching the official who was asking the coach, are you going to kick it or not? And I thought, that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
But now it's obvious they're going for two.
It's none of your business.
All right. Two-point conversion to come. It's the Minamoto CarQuest extra point here as Rhodes lines up with twins to both sides. Kelly to his right. Jack takes the snap, drops back, has to throw quick, fade into the corner of the end zone, caught by D.D. Westbrook. The two-point conversion is good. And the Yeoman lead it 22-15. 3:26 to go in the first half. It's the Cameron Yeoman on top. We'll take a timeout. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
No one plans on getting into an accident. That's why they're called accidents. They just happen. Now that it happened, what do? Go see Don at Don's Paint and Body in Cameron. Don has more than 20 years of experience, so he'll get you back on the road fast. Don's Paint and Body also specializes in windshield repair and replacement. See Don. He takes the dents out of accidents. Right across from Brookshire Brothers, Highway 36 in Cameron. Call 697-2011.
When you're on the go and you've only got a minute, your SEPCO store's got everything in it. From gas to groceries, you can find it right here. Aren't you glad there's a SEPCO near?
SEPCO is proud to be a part of the Cameron community and a sponsor of Yeoman football. New at both Cameron SEPCO locations are Blockbuster DVD rental kiosks featuring all your favorite titles and new releases for just $1 per night. Aren't you glad there's a SEPCO near?
Back to Yeo Field, a big score by the Yeoman, a big run by Damian Kelly, and a two-point conversion to D.D. Westbrook as we take a look at our scoring drive.
Yeah, for Don's Paint and Body, that was a 51-yard, four-play scoring drive after Kelly returned the ball to the Yeo 49-yard line on the kickoff. He also had a circus 26-yard catch that got the Yeoman down at the 7, and then a beautiful touch pass by Jack Rhodes to D.D. Westbrook in the corner of the end zone to convert the 6 points.
All right, second quarter tonight brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery. Here's the kick from Rodriguez. The live ball tipped in the air. The Yeoman diving for it down around the 30-yard line. Did they get it? They did. Yeoman recover the kick, a high pooch kick off the foot of Martin Rodriguez, and the La Vega return man tipped that up in the air like it was volleyball, and the Yeoman fall on it down.
That ball came down on top of Tyree Jackson's head for La Vega, bounced right off his helmet. And number two, Travion Sims, comes up with it for the Yeoman.
All right, nice call. The spot the ball for the Yeoman down at the La Vega 34-yard line. So a little special team trickeration there gives the Yeoman a first down in La Vega territory at the 34 with 3:23 to go in the first half. Yeoman lead it 22-15. Rhodes sends twin receivers to both sides of the field. Take the snap, hand it off. This is Kelly around the left side. He's got a hole, splits a couple, and works it back toward the inside, down inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line for a Mallaire's Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down.
Boy, Kelly's racking up the yards. That's a 17-yard scamper, and he picks up right where he left off in the drive before.
I'm going to take a shot at this name, Dudrick Corey. Dudrick Corey. For La Vega has been the one that stopped Kelly about every time by grabbing him by his feet.
First and 10 for the Yeoman down at the La Vega 18-yard line. Once again inside the EBCO red zone. Here's a handoff. This is Kelly coming right side again. Slipping through defenders, and he works his way down to the 16 on what should have been a play where he didn't get anything. And he ends up making a couple of yards out of it. There is a flag down at the 15, though.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
You know, this has been going on for a while, Coach. A lot of talking going on the La Vega side.
It's offsetting as both teams talking it up, apparently, as they will.
Well, that's a shame because if one side gets the 15, that's great. But when you talk and talk right back and don't get the 15, that hurts.
Now the official is explaining to Coach Rhodes, and I'm sure they'll tell Coach Williams on the other side who was responsible for that activity.
Well, not only that, but he's also telling them that we've already warned your teams about this talking and mouthing out there, and we're going to flag them the next time. There will be no more warning. That's what he's telling both benches.
Well, you know, I got a Yeoman living in my house now. That's kind of nice. Because now I can really find out the scoop.
So,
and that flag was thrown pretty much at his feet. No.
Second down and 8. Ball at the La Vega 16. Rhodes with twin receivers to the right. Three men go wide left. Here's a quick pass out to Kelly. He'll dance around one man, stay on his feet to around the 15.
Well, Kelly's got such a low center of gravity that you think he got him down, and it even looks like he's down, but he hasn't actually touched down. And
well, they know they've got to swarm him if they're going to tackle him.
So here it is, third and 8 for the Yeoman from the La Vega 16-yard line. Trip receivers right. One man is wide left. Big third down for the Yeoman here as Rhodes calls for the ball. Takes the snap, drops back, looking left, pump fake. Now he's going to roll to the right. There's a flag down. That ball is tipped and on the ground, incomplete. This may be a hold against the Yeoman.
I'm afraid it's going to be.
Yeah.
Trying to buy a little bit of extra time as Rhodes drifted left and then rolled back to the right side, and I think one of the Yo offensive linemen might have had a little too much of the jersey there to protect his quarterback. And this is going to be a hold against the Yeoman.
Well, that may take the Yeoman out of field goal range. The line of scrimmage, the 16, that would have been well within Rhodes' range.
Well, Coach Rhodes told us this morning on his radio show, feels comfortable running out about 45 yards for Jack, who just missed wide left a 39-yarder in the opening week, but certainly had the range at 39. And they still...
He could take the fourth down right where it is, or the 15-yard penalty and third down. I think that's what they're discussing with Coach Williams right now.
Well, if they, they decline that, they haven't scouted Rhodes's field goal ability.
They did decline it.
They have declined the penalty, so it's going to be fourth down. The ball is spotted at the 16.
34-yarder? What? 33-yarder?
So that will set up...
33
yards. Well, he's run out Martin Rodriguez here to try this field goal instead of Jack Rhodes.
Well, I think he said something this morning about anything inside of 35 yards, he'd probably go with Rodriguez. Anything outside of that, he'd go with Jack.
Well, Martin hit a 30-yarder last week that barely cleared, so we'll see what his range is like right here, and now a timeout.
Yeah, I think that threshold was the 30. So this may be stretching it some, but the ball is dead between the hash marks, and it's going to be a good look for whoever kicks it.
All right, a timeout on the field. We'll take one with them. 30 seconds, Dallas, a 30-second timeout. 1:52 left in the first half. It's Cameron 22, La Vega 15. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
I'm just a blue cheese and bleed kind of guy.
Hey, y'all, this is Granger Smith for my friends at Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, your heavy-duty truck headquarters in Central Texas.
Hi, Gary Lind here. At Stanley Lind Autoplex in Cameron, we're here to cheer on the mighty Cameron Yeoman. And come see us now for all your transportation needs to follow the Yeoman wherever they're playing. Go, yo.
Take it from me. You'll get a better deal if you make the short drive to Cameron to Stanley Lind Autoplex. Almost
1:52 to go in the first half. It's the Yeoman on top of La Vega here, 22-15. A holding penalty declined by La Vega gives the Yeoman the ball at the 16 on fourth down. And Martin Rodriguez, after the timeout, will line it up to kick it. And this is going to be a 33-yarder.
Yes, sir.
For Shear to hold it. The snap is down. The kick is up. It's got the distance. And it's going to go wide right. The field goal misses wide right. A 33-yarder, no good. And that will give La Vega the football with 1:47 to go here in our second quarter, which is brought to you by Cameron Cleaners and Embroidery. Friendly next day service and personal embroidery. Cameron Cleaners on the square in downtown Cameron. So La Vega takes over after the missed field goal. And they will have it with 1:47 to work with. Both teams with two timeouts remaining here in the final minutes of the second quarter.
La Vega's used two.
And here is a handoff to Gober, the tailback, who just will not go down. He finally goes down, I think, for a loss on that play, back to the 18-yard line on the carry.
Well, Jarrett Beckhusen actually hit him twice. Thought he could slam him down, broke the grass, but good heads-up hustling by Beckhusen.
So it'll be second and 12 from the La Vega 18. And McGowan will send twin receivers to the right. He's got two backs in the backfield. Out of the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off. Coming to the near side, there's nothing there. Stephen Woods is wrapped up and dropped. Holt is there along with Morgan. And another timeout is called.
And I think the Yeoman will burn their timeout. Save that clock.
So the Yeoman take a timeout here with 1:01 to play in the first half. And leading it 22-15. Let's take a timeout with them. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Standards of Care, your hometown health agency. Have you or a loved one been discharged from a hospital, nursing home, or rehab facility? Do you need special treatment like injections or wound care? Are you recovering from an illness? Do you need therapy to regain your strength or restore your quality of life? Then let Standards of Care confer with your doctor and evaluate your needs. They serve Cameron, Rockdale, and the surrounding areas. Call 254-697-2224 today. Raising the standard in home health care.
1:01 remaining in the second quarter. Cameron Yeoman lead the La Vega Pirates here 22-15. Yeoman take a timeout after forcing the Pirates into a third down situation here. Yeoman can make one more stop here on a third down, get the ball back, maybe have another chance to score once again. Would have a decent shot at field position. The other thing is you'd like to see La Vega have to try to punt the football. On film from their game last week against Prosper, they had a hard time in the punt game. All of their snaps were awry, high or wide to one side or the other.
Got some scores. Rockdale leading Salado 12-0. A big rival game at Mert Field and Rogers, where the Eagles lead Little River Academy 14-7.
Here's a third down from the La Vega 14-yard line. They need the 30. Snap is back. McGowan's going to roll to his right, throw deep. Down the sideline, that ball incomplete. Pass out there was intended, I believe, for Woods, and Trevion Sims with the coverage. The throw was about 5 yards wide to the right of the intended receiver. That will stop the clock and force a fourth down, so the Yeoman stand to gain good field position and get one more chance to get some points on the board. And always dangerous when Trey Anderson drops back to return the punt. We saw a good return game out of him last week.
We'll see what's called the Indy offense in this final minute, something the Yeoman practice every day.
Well, they're going for it on fourth down. Here's the snap. No, it's a pooch kick. It's a spiral that will hit at midfield and take a Pirate roll down to the Cameron 40.
That worked very well.
Yeah, well, the Yeoman were very willing for them to punt that football.
So 46 seconds to play. The Yeoman will have another shot here. Up 22-15. And they'll have to go 60 yards to get another score on the board.
Well, they're pretty fast.
Yeah,
they can strike pretty quick.
Well, we saw a two-play drive earlier in the night, a 78-yard touchdown pass from Rhodes to Westbrook.
And you got to think Rhodes is going to be looking for his playmaker, Westbrook, here in this situation. One timeout remaining for the Yeoman.
Haven't seen him try anything deep with using that height from Dede Westbrook, who's lined up in the slot right side. Yeoman have it at their own 40 on first and 10. Twin receivers both sides. Rhodes takes the snap, drops back. Looking, got lots of time. Now he's going to be wrapped up and slung down all the way back at near the Cameron 25-yard line, as he had a lot of time, but not that much time. Finally wrapped up and slung down to the turf by Warren Willis.
One of those times when we should have just thrown the football away and gone back for second and 10.
So the clock running down inside of 20 seconds to go from the 19-yard line. Here is a inside pass to Westbrook, who catches it, works to the outside across the 40, 45, into Pirate territory, gets out of bounds down at the 35 of La Vega, as that was a little swing pass on the inside. And Westbrook making some magic there for another Mullers Discount Center Cameron Yeoman first down. As a big play there. 35-yarder gets it down to the La Vega 35-yard line, and the Yeoman burn a timeout here with 4.7 seconds.
Well, with 4.7 seconds, you don't have much time. I think Coach Rhodes burned that timeout to put a little bug in the ear of the ref. He's talking about how La Vega is crowding that sidelines, and he felt like Westbrook ran into a whole bunch of La Vega Pirates on the sideline.
Here's a score update that might surprise you. Waco Conley leads Marlin 2-0 at the half.
I called that.
Wow. Yeah, did you call that?
I did. That was me.
Nice job, Mr. 6-4.
We should have had that game on the list.
So it's going to be a first down here with 4 seconds on the clock. Yeoman have it at the La Vega 35, just outside the 35-yard line. Twin receivers to the right, twins to the left. Rhodes no doubt will shoot it for the end zone on what should be, barring a defensive play, the last play of the half, and it's incomplete. Wait a minute. There's your defensive penalty. A flag is thrown at the 25-yard line as Westbrook went down at the 20 in contact with the Pirates.
Pass interference.
And coach is calling for the field goal unit.
Well, there's 0.7 seconds left on the clock.
They should have the ball at about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, the ball was at the 35.
I take it back. It's a spot foul when it's inside 15.
So the Yeoman will get a first down here. And the question now is where they'll spot the football here.
Should be spotted at the 23. If it's inside 15 yards, it's a spot foul. If it's past 15, it should go to 15 yards. But either way, the Yeomen are calling for the field goal unit here.
So Rhodes is going to try a 40-yarder as Brashear will hold it. Ball is on the near hash mark. Yeoman missed a 33-yarder earlier in this quarter. Trying to go up by 10 here with a 40-yarder for Rhodes. The snap is down. The kick from Rhodes is up, and it's going to go just wide left.
We got hookitis tonight.
Hookitis indeed.
Rodriguez is a lefty, and it hooks to the right. Rhodes, a right footer, hooking to the left.
Neither one missed by much, but we'll go to halftime with the Cameron Yeoman on top of the La Vega Pirates, 22-15. Halftime is here. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
This is the Germany Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania insurance agent in Cameron.
Halftime, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Waco La Vega Pirates 22-15, as it was a high-flying first half. We saw lots of fireworks in that first half as the Yeoman took their first drive of the night and went and scored. La Vega answered right back, made it a 7-7 ball game. The Yeoman did get a stop and a big 78-yard touchdown pass from Jack Rhodes to Dede Westbrook gave the Yeoman a 14-7 lead. As we recap our scoring on the night so far, that 14-7 lead shrunk away as La Vega scored again in the second quarter. A two-point conversion on what we can call a questionable two-point conversion made it a 15-14 game, and the Yeoman strike right back. That was the only time they trailed in this ball game, and they didn't trail for very long as the Yeoman would score again and tack on a two-point conversion here to take a 22-15 lead. A couple of missed field goals on what you probably feel like were very makeable scoring opportunities late in the second quarter. Come up wide right on one, and the other one went wide left, and the Yeoman hold on to a 22-15 lead here at halftime as the Waco La Vega marching band will take the field, and they will perform here at halftime first. Let's take a timeout. This word from Germania Insurance, and we'll be right back with a look at some numbers as our Germania halftime report continues in a moment.
It's a trust. As true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Halftime at Yoe Field in the home opener for the Cameron Yeoman, who lead the Waco La Vega Pirates 22-15 is our halftime score. here at Yoe Field. La Vega Marching Band has taken the field, and they will perform. Coach Ed Colley's got his numbers all tallied up. Let's take a look at some of those first-half numbers, Coach.
Well, for the Cameron Yeoman, they had 10 first downs in the first half to 9 for La Vega. Rushing yards for Cameron, 57. Passing yards, 192. Jack Rhodes was 11 of 13 with no interceptions. That's 249 yards total offense. If you remember, they had 347 in that big game last week, but they got 249 here at the half. La Vega has 60 yards rushing, 97 yards passing. They are 6 of 8 with one interception for a total of 157 yards. They've lost one fumble. Both teams have four penalties apiece, and both teams for 50 yards. The leading receivers for the Cameron Yeoman, Dedrick Westbrook has caught 5 for 137 yards and a touchdown. Justin Sapp has 2 catches, and Damian Kelly have 3 catches, both for 26 yards. Damian Kelly is the leading rusher for the Cameron Yeoman, carrying 8 times for 58 yards.
Well, last week you had 8 carries for 122, and still not a bad number.
No.
In the first half here against that La Vega defense, as the Yeoman lead it 22-15. Well, the Yeoman got on the board first with a 7-yard touchdown run from Kelly. That capped an 8-play, 63-yard drive as the Yeoman took a 7-0 lead. La Vega answered right back with a 9-yard touchdown run on a 6-minute drive that saw the La Vega Pirates drive 70 yards on 14 plays. It ended on that 9-yard TD run by Dustin McGowan. Yeoman would answer right back, though, quickly, as they went 88 yards on 2 plays. It ended on a D.D. Westbrook 78-yard touchdown catch as Westbrook caught a little swing pass from Rhodes and went the distance as he goes 78 yards. The next drive thwarted by the Yoe defense as the Pirates had moved down the field from their own 34-yard line. A 9-play drive that ended when Trey Anderson intercepted McGowan down at the 5-yard line. Yeoman would not be able to do much on that drive as they were forced to punt. La Vega answered back and took the lead for the first time. A 47-yard touchdown pass from Dustin McGowan to Devontae Jones, and then what looked like a blocked extra point for the Yeoman special teams. I called a block on the play, and the next thing we knew, there was a La Vega Pirate in the end zone with the football. The officials ruled it a 2-point conversion, and the Pirates had taken a 15-14 lead. But the Yeoman right back, 4 plays, Coach. The Yeoman went 51 yards on that next drive, and we saw how quick this Cameron offense can strike as they took the lead back.
Oh, they did, and they threw to Damian Kelly out of the backfield, and they threw to wide receivers. Jack Rhodes showed what kind of a touch he has on the ball, and not only can zip it in there, but he can lay it out there as well. So they struck quickly.
And then a beautiful fade pass into the end zone on a 2-point conversion as the Yeoman went for 2 after that touchdown. A 22-15 lead after Rhodes and Westbrook hooked up again on that 2-point conversion. Well, that was a thing of beauty as Rhodes just kind of faded it right into the right corner, and Westbrook laid out backwards. Looked like he was doing one of those iced tea plunges and made a beautiful catch for the 2-point conversion to give the Yeoman a 22-15 lead here in the first half. Coming up, we'll listen to the Ojai Marching Band in just a little bit. Also, we'll send it back to the Ranch Studios in a little while as well. Dallas and Brett will get us caught up on some updated scores from around Central Texas. And, of course, later on tonight, our Bob Steakhouse postgame show. We'll get you the play of the game. When we tell you what the play of the game is, write it down or do whatever you need to do to make sure you know what it is tomorrow morning when we call for it on our Saturday morning scoreboard show. And you could win free steak from Bob's, who, by the way, is now open for lunch Monday through Friday on Industrial Boulevard, just off Highway 77. That's all coming up on the Bob's postgame show later on tonight. Here it's halftime, 22-15. And we'll be listening to the Yohai Marching Band and their performance coming up in just a moment. Guys, adjustments that you talk about making here at halftime. Start with you, Coach.
Well, really, I don't have much of an adjustment to make. Their game plan is excellent right this minute. I think I'd have to talk with my quarterback that if you can count to 1, 2, 3, and you haven't thrown the ball, throw it away right now, because the only time that they put any pressure on us is when we've tried to hold the ball longer than 3 or 4 seconds, and they've come in on us. Jack's just got to get rid of that football and go back with the, you know, 2nd and 8 or 2nd and 10, whatever it is, not take those big losses. But the game plan itself, as far as the running plays and the quarterback finding the right receivers, are there. Again, both teams need to stay away. We've got, you know, 4 penalties for 50 yards. Stay away from the penalties, because I guarantee you in a close game like this, it can cost you.
Well, a couple of big face mask penalties against the Yeoman defense tonight, and I believe on both of those the Pirates would go on and score after those drives were extended. They were, seems like, I know at least one of those face mask penalties came on a third down when the Yeoman had them stopped.
Oh, yeah. That was a big play.
So it's a 22-15 Cameron Yeoman lead over the Waco La Vega Pirates here in the home opener at Yo Field tonight, as the Yohai Marching Band is making their way out onto the stadium floor here. And, of course, we'll listen in to the band as part of our Germania halftime report here from Yo Stadium. Audrey Amescua and Jonathan Deal, this year's drum majors, down on the field as the Yo Band is all decked out in those very nice uniforms, as they will perform here at halftime. Our field mic. Where is our field mic?
It's in my pocket.
It's in the press box. But I think we can be able to listen in to the Yohai Marching Band here at halftime.
Thank you.
22-15 as the Yeomen lead it here at halftime. We're going to send it back to the Ranch Studios. Dallas Reed, Red Eberhardt getting set to bring us some score updates here on the Germania Halftime Report. Again, our halftime score here in Cameron. It's the Yeomen 22, Waco La Vega 15.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples. Then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Dallas Reed and Brett Eberhardt with you. Here's some halftime scores. It's 22-15. Cameron leading this one at Yo Field. Brett, what you got for me?
Crazy score in the Cameron game. Elsewhere in 12-2A Division One. How about McGregor with a shutout of Crawford thus far? 9-0. A missed extra point gives you the 9 instead of 10 for McGregor, as they have a lead coming off the win last week. Also, the interesting score is Conley 2 and Marlin 0 at the half.
It's a barn burner over there in Marlin.
So, yeah, interesting score, especially very considering, you know, some of the scores that were put up last week. Yeoman threw up 52 on them, and Marlin was a winner last week, too, 40 with 42 points, but nothing so far. They are trailing by a safety. Anyway, interesting score out of that one, out of that district. Also from yesterday, Troy, 39-37 in quadruple overtime.
Four of them, people.
Yeah.
Four.
Four OTs.
Not one,
and it came down
two.
To a stuffed two-point conversion.
Marcus, is it Edge?
Marcus Edge, 100-plus yards, three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns. Let's move over to 12-5A. A lot of action going on here. Cove leading this one big over the Waco Lions, 28-7. Also, Clear Springs up 22-3 on the Bryan High Vikings. And the Belton Tigers, there's a change as I'm saying this. 42-21 in Austin.
Time expires
to go to halftime. The Tigers from Belton lead it over Austin, 42-21, and tied up with A&M Consolidated and Cypress Woods, all up at 10.
Okay, moving over to 8-4A, where Waco Midway opening up their brand new stadium. That's right, 21-7. Things kind of looked dire to start for Waco Midway as Round Rock McNeil took the opening drive and went down to score to make it 7-0. But Midway responded. The defense has stood strong since. 21-7 Midway with the lead at home for the first time in a long time as they've built that stadium. Also, Stephenville bouncing back from a loss last week, up 24-14 on Abilene Wiley. And Hutto is blasting University 37-9 tonight.
All right, we'll move over to 19-3A. Lorena putting up 29 points on Grandview, just allowing 19. Very impressive by the Leopards after a 41-13 win last week. And then China Spring up 14-7 on Glen Rose at the half. And my big story here in 19-3A is Mahay up 14-6 at halftime. And tell us what's going on here.
This is an interesting game. Mahaya came out sluggish out of the gate. They had 6 penalties in the first 7 minutes, I think I read. Yeah, that's a lot of penalties to start.
A lot of penalties.
Mahaya also having some trouble moving the ball. You know, they've got that stud running back, Doug Gentry. He's run into a stingy Gatesville defense. Only 42 yards so far at the half. And also of note for Gatesville, their star quarterback, Jake Truss. He was pulled after the first quarter. They're saying he has a rotator cuff injury that he's had for a while that he's been playing through. And that has been, aggravated. And he's come in and out of the second half. Also of note, in 19-3A, Robinson leads Grosbeck 7-0 at the half.
All right, and we'll move over to 23-3A. LaGrange Leopards up on Yoakum 20-7. Brooks Arroyo and Giddings in a good one here. Brooks Arroyo knocked out Giddings in the playoffs last year, and Royals up 7-6 in this one at the half. And this one has been kind of back and forth all night in Navasota. It's 28-14 over Willis, and Navasota is without their star cornerback who is out for the season after they found out about a torn ACL. And then
good. You kind of need that.
Yeah, your ACL, you need that. And then one score in 25-3A. That's Liberty Hill up on Aquara right now in a close one, 9-7.
Got some more 2A scores for you. Want to catch you up on, especially for you Rogers Eagles fans. They lead Little River Academy early in that one, 7-0. And Axtell 20-7 leaders over Bruceville Eddy.
All right. And then in 13-1A Division Two, it's Granger trying to bounce back from a week zero loss. They're up 14-7 on Moody right now. I think that's going to do it for our halftime updates. We'll take one more break, and we'll send it back to the whole crew at Yo Field here on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Jermaine.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Halftime ceremonies here at Yo Field. The Cameron Yeoman lead the Waco La Vega Pirates by a count of 22-15. As thank you to Dallas and Brett getting us all caught up on those scores around Central Texas. And, of course, they've got the Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday night finals coming up after football tonight here on the ranch. Rob Reed, Joe Smitherman, Coach Ed Colley, Buffalo Bill Whitmire, our Subway sideline reporter tonight as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Waco La Vega Pirates 22-15. Both teams getting set to make their way back out onto the field for the second half here at Yo Field. Next week, Battle of the Bell.
Yeah, right here.
Early.
It will be a standing room only crowd for that one. Both teams trying to enter that contest at 2-0. Hey, you know what? You're forgetting an intricate part of our sports team. Every time you...
Mama Rose down there with our web camera. I told her that I'd give her more more credit if she gets more than 9 pictures this week.
Well, let's see here. We've got to remind you that we're going to select a play of the game brought to you by Bob Steakhouse in our Bob Steakhouse postgame show tonight. Still one play stands out so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Maybe we could cover that up with a even more dazzling play in the second half.
Well, it wouldn't be surprising, actually, the way things went in that first half. These two teams, a lot of intensity. You feel like you had a lot of intensity in that first half for the second game of the year, didn't you, Coach?
Oh, yeah, both teams. Lots of good, hard hitting, and like you said, there's a lot of ability out there, too, and they're playing very hard, both teams.
Well, I'm not trying to sound like a cliche, but should the Yeoman beat La Vega here tonight, La Vega may be the best 0-2 team in the state.
Yeah, we're a long way from there, I'm going to tell you that now.
Lots of football yet to happen before something like that can be done.
Well, again, we saw a lightning strike. You saw how fast they caught us coming in a blitz, and they hit that long, 60 or 70-yard pass. Both teams have that capability, so, you know, this thing's a long way from over.
All right. Got a good one on tap here, 22-15 as we wrap up halftime festivities here on the Germania Halftime Report. We've got more football coming up. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
The Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman Football. The second half of tonight's game is next. There's no better way to relax. It's Lazy Boy recliner season at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces in Cameron. Kick back and enjoy the game with the very best seat in the house. And at Denio's, you'll find something for every room in your home. Denio's also carries all the famous names in tile and flooring, plus a complete line of wood, gas, and electric stoves. Fireplaces and inserts, too. It's Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, just north of Cameron on Highway 77.
Hey, honey, we got a thank you card.
Really? Who from?
It says from everybody on Earth.
Getting a new comfort system from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning lowers your carbon emissions by using energy so efficiently. Do something good for yourself and everybody else. Call your local independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer.
Call David Cox at Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning, 254-697-4252. Your independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer.
Paging Dr. Norris. Dr. Norris.
When lives are on the line, you depend on the knowledge of experts, specialists who are trained to find out what's wrong and fix it. Skilled professionals who know that when it comes to your baby,
Paging Dr. Norris, your car is ready.
Nothing but the best auto parts will do. CarQuest, the professional choice. Champion's Copper Plus plugs come with zirconia-enhanced ceramic for better performance. Top this off with a 2-year unlimited mileage guarantee, and you've got a winner. Install Champion spark plugs no matter what you drive.
Your CarQuest dealer is Milo Monto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Little River Materials knows there are three ingredients in the good life: learning, earning, and yearning. Winning on the field, learning in the classroom, and yearning to be the best you can be. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind Yohai Athletics, Ag students, and academics. Press on, Yeoman, from Little River Materials, 970 County Road 253, Cameron, Texas. Learning, earning, and yearning. A winning combination, no matter the season.
Got the second half kickoff just about to get underway here at Yoe Field as the Cameron Yeoman lead the La Vega Pirates 22-15. Football season and cricket season. They're flying, aren't they?
Coach, do you remember last September when we sat here and watched a drenching rain on Yoe Field?
I do remember that.
Game played after about 3 or 4 inches of rain, and you couldn't even tell it was played on that turf out there.
That's right. Yeah, it's a great turf.
I'll take this cool weather, though, any day.
Absolutely. So both teams back out on the field as we get set for the start of the second half here at Yoe Stadium. Yeoman lead at 22-15 at the half. And, again, remember, next week it's the annual Battle of the Bell as the Rock Hill Tigers will come into Yoe Stadium for the annual match. And, of course, we'll be here for that.
Is that Ray Rangel?
Yes, it is.
On crutches? Out of uniform?
Yeah, it was his knee, not his ankle.
Got ice on it.
And so the Yeoman will have a hole to fill in the offensive line.
We talked about at halftime what adjustments they might make, and talking to Coach Tucker, they're really not too many adjustments they needed to make. Their game plan was good. That they said they've got to do now is watch for what adjustments La Vega makes and be ready to counter those more than anything.
That's correct.
All right, La Vega will get the football first in the second half as they won the toss and deferred at the start of the ball game. As Martin Rodriguez is out getting set for the second half kickoff.
Well, the winds are out of the northwest, which means that if there is a wind advantage, it will be with the Yeoman in the third quarter as they move from west to east and kick off in that same direction. A big shocker is the Georgetown score.
At halftime, 30-0.
Unbelievable.
Over the Temple Wildcats.
See, I almost called that Georgetown.
Did you?
I'm sure you did.
You did.
Last year I would have, but this year I was feeling bad about going 6-4.
A little chanting going on by the Yeoman as we're about to kick this one off. I don't think I've seen that before.
No, that's a new dance.
Yeah.
I saw it at Radio City Music Hall one time.
That's the kickoff team out there getting all fired up. And Martin Rodriguez will tee it up for the Yeoman. Back to receive is McGowan and Stephen Woods, the sophomore running back and linebacker. We haven't been shy about kicking it to McGowan so far tonight. Let's see where Martin will kick this one. And it's to McGowan. Coming to the near side, he will field it at the 15, fumbles it, and there's a scramble, and it's kicked out of bounds at the 23-yard line.
Almost another break made for the Yeoman kick team. You remember that little pooch kick earlier tonight that they recovered after a score.
That one just bounced right off, square off the front of McGowan's shoulder pads, and Thomas Wren was down there, had one shot at it, but just couldn't get a handle on it.
Well, that's their second fumble, and both of them tonight have been off the kickoffs. They're having trouble fielding the ball.
Coming to the near side for the Pirates is Austin Bradshaw, along with Bailey. Twins go to the far side. McGowan now sends Bailey in motion. Flags as Bailey gets the handoff.
Well, they had two backs moving at the same time, 31 and 33. 33 has just come into the ball game as a running back, in case you haven't noticed that. He's the guy carrying the ball.
Yeah, he was lined up wide to the left and just went in motion, but Arnett was also in motion. Can't do that.
Yeah, Arnett started out in motion, and then Bailey went, he was the second back to go.
Well, so much for that play.
And now Bailey's headed to the sideline to talk to the coach.
His role is done for that. Woods and Bradshaw come to the near side. Twins go to the far side. And it's Arnett in the backfield now with McGowan. It is first and 15 from the Pirates' 17-yard line. And now Woods goes in motion, but McGowan will keep it right up the middle, finds a little seam, and gets out to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of about 8 yards.
Our third quarter tonight brought to you by Circle S Barbecue. Sam Barry and the crew at Circle S cook up that famous barbecue every Friday and Saturday. And remember them for catering, too. Circle S 22nd and North Travis and Cameron. Yeoman
lead at 22-15, opening drive of this second half. The Pirate ball on a second down and 7 from their own 26-yard line. Quick pass, right side to Bradshaw, hit at the 30 and dropped. A yard down. And it'll be third down and short now for the Pirates.
And I tell you, coming out here in the second half, you can tell the big Mo is on the side of the Yeoman right at the moment.
They'll need to keep that, too. A good defensive stand here wouldn't hurt. Ball at the 30-yard line. They need the 32 for a first down. It's third down and 2 for the Pirates.
Here's that strong set to this side.
And a timeout call. By who? By the Pirates.
Yeah, Coach Williams didn't like what he saw, the way the Yeoman made an adjustment there before the snap.
So the Pirates burn a timeout early here in the third quarter, and we'll take a break with them. 22-15, crucial third down and short coming up for the Pirates when we return. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
There's been talk in the news that it's hard to get credit these days. Not here. Just like always, we're making business loans to people with good credit. We offer competitive rates and quick service. We make our loan decisions locally so you don't have to wait for out-of-town approval. Make the strong move. Get your business loan from us. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks. All loans subject to credit approval.
And we're back as both teams make their way back onto the field after the call timeout by the Pirates on a defensive adjustment by the Yeoman. Arnett's in the backfield. And so is Woods, as now McGowan will go under center to take the snap. On a slot right and a toss to the near side. A fumble by Woods. He is all the way back to the 20, hit and dropped back at the 15-yard line. Well, just a mishandle on the toss from McGowan to Woods. And the Yeomen were all over it.
And Woods hadn't had the ball much tonight, and he was already looking downfield before that ball even got to his hands.
A big loss of 12, and it's fourth down and 14. And this is what will probably be the second punt of the night, as McGowan only takes about a 7-yard drop to quick kick this one. And that is Trey Anderson back to receive the punt. It's a good nose over punt. And Anderson can't get a handle on it. And the La Vega Pirates have recovered at the 32-yard line.
There was a ball. We should have just let it hit and roll. First fumble loss for the Cameron Yeoman tonight.
For the season, I believe.
That's true.
Wow.
But, you know, Coach, you see a lot of players on these punts nowadays try to make those over-the-head catches running backwards. And then, you know.
Yeah. Nine times out of ten, that spells disaster.
That's right.
As McGowan really got the nose over on that quick snap and punt. And we just weren't playing it deep enough. First and ten now for the Pirates from the Yo 32-yard line. The handoff up the middle, swarmed on, a loss of a yard on the play.
Deontane Holt.
Yeah, all over that one. Arnett, the freshman running back, loses a yard at second and 11. Kempa, those option right side, another middle on the, picks it up on a bounce, and will get to the 20-yard line for a gain of about three.
Ty Morgan there for the Yeoman on the stop after the ball. Boy, if you talk about getting a lucky bounce right back up to you.
Yep.
I think that was Randy Gober.
It was.
That mishandled that toss from McGowan. The pitches by McGowan are perfect.
The runners just taking their eyes off the ball is what they're doing.
Second, third down and eight now for the Pirates from the 30-yard line. McGowan changing the play. And Gober is in the backfield to McGowan's right. McGowan rolls. He is being rushed in the grass. Makes a throw. It's caught. Is it caught? They're going to round. Inside down and two.
Well, they're going to just, it really looked like it bounced off the ground up into the receiver's arms.
Well, I'm telling you, the Yeoman have yet to get a call go their way tonight. And couldn't see it from up here, but.
I'm not sure that the guy that made the call could see it. He was behind the receiver.
Yeah, he was behind. And really, the only one in position to even have a chance to see it was the ref. And he's looking at the quarterback.
All right, here we go on a fourth down and two for the Pirates at the 24-yard line of the Yeoman. McGowan with Gober to his left side. McGowan will keep it around the left side, bounces outside, and he is going to have the first down. Finds a seam down to the 20-yard line.
Now, once again, McGowan committing a fourth down, much like he did the same type of play.
You know, it seems like the Yeoman are just almost over the bubble on this. They've had two critical face mask penalties. this turnover here, just little things, two missed field goals, little things that could have put them in command of this game tonight.
A couple of missed field goals.
Gober with will be flanked to McGowan's right in the backfield as trip receivers go to the wide side of the field. Bradshaw alone to the near side, and McGowan will hand off to Gober. He finds a hole outside. He's inside the 10. The 5 spins down to the goal line and is down at the 1-inch line. 19 yards on the carry by Gober. Well, how many times do you see turnovers turn into points for the...
Oh, yes.
It's a critical aspect of the game and stat that can turn a game around in a hurry. 6:45 left in the third quarter. First and goal at the 1 foot line for the Pirates. McGowan from the shotgun, strong left. He'll take it, looking for a hole, dives in a seam, rolls into the end zone.
Touchdown
Pirates.
Dylan McGowan, 1 yard touchdown run. 22-21 now.
Well, the defense has been on the field since the kickoff of the second half.
They actually did stop this La Vega offense. It was the turnover that gave the ball back.
Hermil Frias doing the extra point, and it's up low, but makes it through the uprights. And we are all tied up at 22 with 6:30 remaining in the third. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
Pride with the Yo Shop in Cameron. Here at the ranch, the Yo Shop printed our new t-shirts and they can print yours too. But they offer much more than just shirts. Seriously, they've got a big selection of great gift ideas like wallets, sunglasses for kids and adults, and new jewelry too. Plus, for Yeoman football fans, they'll create custom signs for just about anything you can imagine. Visit the Yo Shop and see for yourself. The Yo Shop, right across from Harlan Supermarket on North Travis in Cameron.
Building great prices from the ground up. EBCO Development in Cameron has built a solid reputation for quality. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at EBCO Development. EBCO specializes in residential and light commercial construction, as well as remodeling work and new construction. Need siding, roofing? Call EBCO Development in Cameron. Call 697-2186. Call 697-2186.
22 all, 6:30 remaining in the third quarter. Haynes and Kelly back to receive the kickoff from the Pirates, who have held the ball offensively the entire third quarter. So this is going to bounce and be picked up or fallen on, a fumble and a scramble for it at the 25-yard line. The Yeomans say they have it.
That ball hits as a bunch of the running to the right to set up their blocks, and Trevion Sims, I think, was the yeoman that finally fell on that.
That ball hit on the ground, bounced up, and he couldn't even pick it up. He fell, tried to fall on it. It came out from under him, and then he reached over and scooped it back.
Quinn Haynes was
man.
The one that couldn't get the handle on it. But the yeomen do maintain possession. Now maybe they can settle down. We talked about that momentum earlier, and you feel like it's been drained. They'll have to regain that as they come to the line of scrimmage, 75 yards away. Trip receivers. Brother twins go to both sides. Kelly in the backfield with Rhodes. Yeoman moving away from the here in the third quarter. Rhodes in the spread. And he'll take the snap, handoff to Kelly, who is bouncing around. Can't find a hole. Now finds a little bit of a seam. Gets out to the 27-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Well, that drive after the Yeoman muffed the kick, 32 yards, ending on the 1 yard touchdown run by McGowan, and we're all tied up here in the third, 22-22.
I'll tell you what, number 20 for them, that defensive safety, Tim Evans has made two or three tackles for 2 yards. If we break it, he's gone.
Trips come to the near side, the wide side of the field. Rhodes from the shotgun. Quick pass right side. That's to Westbrook. Westbrook lowers his head, bangs his way up to the 35-yard line, trying to get enough for that first down. I think he may be just inches short.
But, you know, we talked about the momentum a little earlier, and this is where the seniors, you know, this is a heavily senior-laden Yo team, and the seniors have got to step up here. And these are the kind of situations where you've got to have their leadership.
Third down, and they'll send Westbrook to the near side. Haynes ran to the far side, and now Kelly goes and lines up wide left. Rhodes wants to throw over the middle. Kelly wide open. He's got it at the 50, the 45, the 40. He's to the 35, hits twice, and is spun out of bounds.
Did he get that open?
He just slipped out of the backfield and lined up as a receiver, and nobody made an adjustment.
That's right.
The safeties went wide, the linebackers went wide, and he was just standing there all alone.
Another Mallaire's Discount Center, Cameron Yeoman, first down. 14th of the game, is that what we're up to now, Coach?
That's what he said.
Ball at the 30-yard line, first and 10. Twins go to both sides. Westbrook and Sapp to the near side. Kelly and Wren to the far side. 22 all is our score. Rhodes will hand off to Kelly right up the middle. Kelly fights his way to the 28. A gain of a couple of yards.
Well, Damian's been a workhorse tonight, hadn't he? Out of the backfield, slipping out into the pass routes. He has done a lot of work tonight for the Yo offense.
Nine carries, 60 yards. Two catches for 26, three catches for 26.
And at least a 30-yard return on a kickoff. Trips to the far side. One of those is Kelly. And it looks like we might have had an illegal procedure. And that'll cost the Yeoman 5 yards back to the 33-yard line. Second down and 13. Wren and Westbrook go to the wide side of the field. Lots of speed and lots of green out there. Coming to the near side is Haynes and Sapp. Second down and 13 for the Yeoman. Rhodes takes the snap, two steps back, looking across the middle, and this one is intercepted. Intercepted at the 15 and out to the 29-yard line goes Edric Curry.
Yeah, he was sitting back there in that free safety, and as we broke across the middle, we had the man-for-man coverage beat, but he stepped in and picked it off.
So the Yeoman are denied, and it's headed back the other way with the blue and white. First and 10 from the 30-yard line for the Pirates. 3:55 left here in the third quarter. Brought to you by Circle S Barbecue. The handoff, no, this time McGowan will keep it, and he's got room across the 40. Tripped up by D.D. Westbrook at the 46-yard line, or he was clear sailing.
17 yards.
The Yeoman have got to get a grasp on this momentum because it's been all of Vega here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they've just got to calm things down and play their game like they did in the first half. The Vega really has only made one kind of adjustment, and that is bringing a running back in to block on the side. But that's about it on offense so far.
Gober in the backfield, trips to the near side for the Pirates. Gober will get the handoff this time. He's hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. May fall forward for a yard.
Campa and Morgan all over the tackle on that one to stop him for not much over that right side.
And we'll call that no gain. Second down and 10. Bradshaw and Woods to the near side. It is Jones and Evans to the far side, and Gober's in the backfield with McGowan. Second and 10 from the Pirate 47-yard line. We're all tied up here in the third quarter, 22 all. Now Gober changes directions in a flag.
I think they ran out of time there.
Delay of the game.
Well, the Yeomen have to capitalize on that penalty. Sets them up at second down and 15 now. And
sometimes when they're signaling the plays in and out, the guys are looking down at the wristbands and seeing what the number was and checking with the receivers, and time gets away from them.
Second down and 15 now for the Pirates from their own 42-yard line. Twins to both sides. Gober in the backfield with McGowan, and he sends a man in motion. Now drops straight back, wants to throw long downfield. Bradshaw is there, can't come up with it on a great defensive play by Sean. Is that Sean? No, that's Jake Young.
Jake Young.
Down at the 25-yard line. That was just purity man on man.
Yeah, the La Vega coaches, a couple of them wanted that pass interference there, some sort of interference, but that was just a good, solid play by Jake Young.
You ever see an offensive coach that didn't want pass interference called?
On an incomplete?
Or a receiver?
Right. Third down and 15 now for the Pirates at their own 42-yard line. Again, twin receivers go to both sides. That's Jones and Evans to the far side. Bradshaw and Woods to the near side. McGowan will take. Oh, there's movement in the line. Right tackle moves, and it's third and 20.
They've changed something up since halftime, and they've got some sort of miscommunication on this left-hand side of the line, and it looks like number 54, Kai Walker, just keeps moving a little bit over here on the La Vega offensive line.
Third down and 20 now for the Pirates.
Of course, it could just be having Holt on the other side of the line from them that's doing it, too.
Yeah, Campa, Holt, and Luna need to put a big rush on here as McGowan will roll right pocket, looking for yardage, and now he will throw it away out of bounds. Pretty smart move there as he got out of the pocket and just dumped it out of bounds on the far sideline, and the Pirates will have to punt.
He just barely got that ball across the line of scrimmage.
That's what I was going to say. He got real lucky on that one because I don't know that he did get it across.
Of course he did.
which I got to tell you, doesn't help the way the refs are.
No, he did. That one did get across the line, but not by much.
Trey Anderson again back to receive this quick punt by McGowan, and he gets an end over end that's going to hit at the 35 and take a roll down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. So the Yo offense back out on the field.
36-yard punt, no return.
For only the second time in the quarter.
2:25 to play.
With 2:25 remaining.
Well, the Yeomen need to get their rhythm back. That's all. They just haven't gotten into an offensive rhythm here in the second half yet.
Well, they are 73 yards away. We're all tied up with 2:25 left in the quarter. Belton beating Austin High, 35-21 was that score. We understand they had 42 points. Trips to the near side for the Yeomen. And now Kelly will line up in the backfield. Ball is on the near hash mark. Rhodes will take the snap, looking right, and has time, and finds Westbrook on a tiptoe pass on the sidelines up at the 39-yard line.
Boy, tremendous footwork on that near side by Westbrook as the Yeomen pick up another Malares Discount Center first down.
That was 11 yards up to the 39.
I don't know how tall Westbrook is, but he grew about 3 inches on that play.
And a beautiful pass by Jack Rhodes. Twins again go to both sides. Kelly in the backfield. Rhodes takes the snap, and he'll hand off to Kelly this time, who finds some hole. He's across midfield, breaks a tackle at the 45, down to the 35, and is spun down at the 30-yard line. 30 yards on the run, 29 yards officially, by Damian Kelly, who is having a spectacular night for the Yeomen.
30 yards, first and 10.
And the Yeomen certainly need to capitalize here. First and 10 from the 31-yard line for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides. Rhodes takes the snap. He'll hand off to Kelly again. Kelly in traffic, but somehow ducks his head and finds 3 yards.
He may have gotten four. Look where they're marking it.
He's an amazing runner. Fun to watch.
He's up to 92 yards, 96 yards on 11 carries.
And rugby, they call that a scrum.
Can you say that on air?
Score update. Rogers has gone up on Academy now in the third quarter, 21-7 from Merck Field.
Twins to both sides. Second down and 6 for the Yeoman. Rhodes will take this snap. Looking right for Justin Sapp. And a flag comes in as Sapp can't hold on. He was met with traffic as the ball arrived.
Well, they read that slip screen coming. They were all over it.
And a holding call against the Yeoman. The Yeoman just seemed to keep shooting themselves. So they're going to get an extra down, which is not so bad if you're the Yeoman as quick as you can strike. But instead of 3rd and 6, it's going to be 2nd and 16. And the line of scrimmage, the 37 of the Pirates. 1:11 left here in the Circle S Barbecue third quarter. We're all tied up at 22. The Yeoman on the move. A drive that started at their 27-yard line. Sapp and Dede Westbrook to the near side. Trips, including Kelly, go wide to the left. Rhodes alone in the backfield. He'll take the snap. Looking left. Hits Kelly at the 40, the 35. He is at the 30 and dropped at the 28-yard line. That's a gain of about 8, 9. And it sets up a 3rd down and 8. So an official 8-yard gain by Kelly. And it's 3rd down and 8 for the Yeoman at the 28-yard line.
I'll tell you, the La Vega Pirates have gone home and done their homework on that slip screen because we're not having any part of that.
Trips to the near side. Haynes, Westbrook, and Sapp. Kelly in the backfield. Rhodes looking to the near side, and he is hit and dropped on a blitzing play. That was Kenneth Coleman, who apparently came untouched from the left side of the offense.
I mean to tell you.
And blindsided Jack Rhodes for a loss of 7 yards. And with that, time has expired here in the third quarter. We go to the fourth. It's like we're starting all over. 22-all, you're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Sunny Food Mart is your money-saving, time-saving, one-stop and headquarters for convenience. You can pay your utility bills, fill up your ride, get your money orders, and even get fish and bait for your next trip to the Lynn. Sunny Food Mart on North Travis and Cameron is all about saving. More than just gas, groceries, and cold drinks, Sunny Food Mart and Cameron save time and money so you have it for more important stuff. Sunny Food Mart, 902 North Travis, Highway 77 in Cameron.
Not all mechanics are alike, especially when it comes to service and price. So the next time your vehicle needs a doctor, take it to C&W Auto in Cameron. You'll be back on the road in no time. Good, honest, dependable work at reasonable rates. That's C&W Auto, 1506 North Travis in Cameron. For pickup service, call 697-4293.
We go to the fourth quarter, Cameron and La Vega, all tied up at 22 apiece. It is Yeoman football facing 4th down from the La Vega 35-yard line.
4th and 15.
Rhodes will take it and do a little quick kick and punt this one toward the corner. Yeah, it's going to take a roll inside the 5, and I think we'll see if it got into the end zone for a touchback or whether the Yeoman downed it before it got there. The Yeoman had the football surrounded down inside the 5-yard line.
Well, they hit it at the 1. It rolled into the end zone and was recovered or touched again or killed. But
well, we've got a discussion going on.
Now, one of the Yo cover yeah. team had his feet in the end zone.
Yeah, it's a touchback.
Oh, boy, that's a missed opportunity.
There's
for
a 19-yard mistake right
well,
there.
Yeah. You know, it just seems like tonight the Yeoman can't catch a break.
Oh, we're not. Well,
I mean, that's,
it's the little things that are hurting
right,
us right this
right.
minute.
That's execution, but, you know, it's it just seems like we just can't quite get there.
So the Pirates will have it at the 20-yard line as they start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Quinn Haynes got down there and kind of knocked the ball back onto Justin Sapp's feet, and Justin was standing right on the line.
Out of the shotgun, here come the Pirates from their own 20-yard line. And this is a keeper by McGowan, and nothing there as he's going to be wrapped up there off to the right side. I believe that is Cheyenne Black along with, looked like Luna, wrapping up McGowan. Lost a yard on the play. Second and 11 from the Pirate 19-yard line. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Supporting the Yeoman both on and off the field. They meet Monday nights at 7 in the Ojai Fieldhouse. Second and 11 from the 19-yard line. McGowan out of the gun will take it and hand it off to Gober, the tailback. And he squirts through a little bit of a hole out across the 20 to the 22, where it will set up a third down. And once again in the second half, the Yeoman defense will be called on to make a stop.
Well, this is a critical play for the Yeoman. A three and out would be a wonderful thing for this defense.
La Vega out across the 20 to the 22-yard line. They need to cross the 30. As Dustin McGowan, the Pirate quarterback, gets the play from the sideline. Sends twins to both sides of the field out of the shotgun. He'll take it. Quick slant pass. Ooh. Knocked down by Cheyenne Black, who had a... He was either... Was it Spells? Oh. It might have been O'Neill Spells.
Spells had it.
Got a hand on that one. And, boy, he was seeing all of the green room the other way if he could have brought that down. But
he
going to set up fourth down.
He read it perfect, didn't he?
He sure did.
He read his eyes and broke, and it did everything but catch it.
So it sets up a fourth down, and back to return the punt is Kelly. He stands at the La Vega 40. It's a quick kick that goes over Damian's head and will be picked up by Anderson, who reverses it to Kelly, and he's dropped for a loss back at the Cameron 39-yard line on the punt return from McGowan.
Once that ball hits the ground, all that other stuff, the reverses and everything else, it's off. Your timing is all destroyed. If it hits the ground, just take it and go up the field.
22-22. Yeoman take over with 10:16 to play. And they will have it at their own 39-yard line.
Well, Rob, it's been quite a dry spell for the Yo offense, who were very successful early in this game, but have since missed two field goals to end the first half and were held scoreless in the third quarter.
And we only have two first downs here in the second half.
All right, Rhodes sends twin receivers left. That is Wren and Westbrook. He'll send Haynes and Sapp wide to the right. Kelly's in the slot right. Rhodes out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Here's a handoff. Counter come to the left side. This is Kelly across the 40. 45 and up to near field before he spun out of bounds. That's going to be very close to another Yeoman first down. Depending on the spot, looks like he might be just a little bit short. As they'll spot this ball right on the 49-yard line, which is going to be just a little bit short. And it's going to bring up a third down. A second down and short from the 49-yard line.
By the way, Bonifacio Banda is the lineman in there for Ray Rangel here in the second half.
Twins to both sides. Wren and Westbrook left. Haynes and Sapp go wide right. Kelly in the backfield with Rhodes. On second and short, Jack is going to keep it and run to the right side, trying to get outside. He's hung up and might have lost about a yard on that play. Going to be tough to get outside on La Vega's defense. We've seen that all night. And Rhodes, with a read play right there, goes to the right side after the fake to Kelly and can't pick up the first down. So it's going to set up a third and about a yard. Well, a long yard. Well, a two up to the, they need to get across, need to get the ball across the 49-yard line. It's spotted at about the 47 on the right hash mark. This time, Rhodes sends three receivers left. One man wide right. Kelly stands to his right in the backfield. Here's a snap and a give to Damien. And he is blown up at the 45. That's going to be a two-yard loss and set up a huge fourth down. And now some extracurricular activity play. Damien Kelly goes flying out of the pile backwards and onto his back. And he's getting up a little ginger on that right leg. And this is going to be a...
They call that against
us? Against the yeoman?
Against the yeoman?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Jack Rhodes went rushing up there. Wait a minute.
Kenneth Coleman, number 21, came from his safety position and read that play perfectly. He stopped us. And then the extracurricular activity is getting ready to cost him 15.
So they straighten out the direction on the penalty, and it's going to be a yeoman first down, a Mallaire's Discount Center yeoman first down. They'll move this ball down inside the 45 down to the 41 after the penalty. Coach Willie Williams out on the field asking for an explanation from the official, referee.
And it looks like good news down here. We had our Subway sideline correspondent check on that. It looks like they're working on a cramp.
Well, it's far away from him. He probably can't
see
that.
Don't walk too far there. Which would be good news if that's just a cramp. Oh, his microphone's not working.
Oh, is he out of battery?
No, he's...
He's turned off here.
Now, we turned you off, man.
So it's first and 10 for the Yeoman. Is that... There. Bumped that adapter.
There, you're hot now, man.
Yeah, it's just a cramp. He's working it out. It's a pretty extensive cramp.
Sell it, Whitmire.
He's squalling like if I would have had made a play when I was playing.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from the La Vega 41-yard line. Here's Rhodes with a pass over the right side. This is caught. That is Sapp down to the 20-yard line. Snagged it at the 25. Gets down to the 20-yard line for another Mallaire's Discount Center first down on the play. And the Yeoman are down to the EBCO red zone. Remember, for quality construction, call the pros at EBCO.
You know, Sapp has such soft hands. He's made some great catches tonight.
You know, he really kind of struggled last week, though, Joe. And this week he's really turned it on.
You got three catches for 46 yards.
Trip receivers right. One man to the left, that's Wren. Yeoman have a first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Rhodes gets the play from the sideline. Has the ball, drops back, looking right. It's going to fade for the end zone. Wants Haynes, and it's overthrown. That ball thrown out of bounds. Not a bad decision. There wasn't a whole lot of room there as Haynes was pretty tightly covered down that right sideline into the end zone, and it sets up a second and 10. With 8:29 to play in regulation. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the O Athletic Booster Club. They meet Monday nights at 7 o'clock in the Ojai Fieldhouse. Twin receivers to both sides. Haynes and Wren go left. Westbrook and Sapp to the right side. Keaton Denio is into the backfield along with Jack Rhodes. And whistles will blow this play dead.
Play of the game.
As the Yeoman use a little bit too much time setting up this play. And that's going to back them up out of the red zone. So they'll mark this back to the 25-yard line.
Little bitty things, as Joe mentioned. Little bitty things
right
at those crucial moments have been, just kept us from going right on ahead and taking this ball game.
22-22, all tied up here in the fourth quarter. After the five-yarder, the Yeoman are backed up at the La Vega 25. Ball spotted between the hash marks. Haynes and Wren are the receivers left. Westbrook and Sapp go to the right side. Denio to the left of Rhodes. Out of the shotgun. Jack, pump fake left, looking.
wrapped up. He hits, ran at the 25, cuts inside at the 20, and he's down to the 15-yard line on a very nicely executed play there. Jack Rhodes with a defender wrapping his ankle up, but he's able to get the pass out and pick up about 10 yards on the pass to Thomas Wren. I believe that might be Thomas's first catch
that's
of the night.
That is his first catch.
Pretty good yak yards, too.
Yes, indeed. Twin receivers now go right. Twins to the left. Third and five from the La Vega 15-yard line. 7:30 to play in the game. All tied up at 22. Rhodes looks over the defense. Takes the snap, drops, looking right. He's going to throw another fade into the end zone. Jump ball, incomplete. As Justin Sapp came up out of there with the football saying he caught it. But an incomplete is the ruling here. And now decision time on fourth down at the 15-yard line.
Well, both field goal kickers have had the distance tonight. They've just been a little left or a little right. You're 10, 15 yards closer than you've been all night. Take that point.
Well, the Yeomen are going to take a little time to talk things over right here. With 7:18 to go in the game, timeout. Yeomen facing a fourth and five from the La Vega 15. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
The most complex and difficult law an attorney can practice involves car wreck injuries, exposure to toxic materials, business litigation, and product liability. But Capolino, Dodd & Krebs LLP does it well and expects to win. If you or a loved one has been injured, call for professional insight. Log on to yourcarwreck.com, asbestoslaw.com, defectivedrugslaw.com, or birthtraumalaw.com. When it's complicated, call Capolino, Dodd & Krebs in Cameron toll-free, 888-637-6347 for a no-obligation consultation.
All right, back at Yeo Field, fourth and five for the Yeomen coming up from the La Vega 15-yard line. Decision time here for the Yeoman. Do you go for it? Do you kick it? It looks like the Yeomen are going to go for it. As Rhodes and Denio are standing in the backfield with twin receivers to go to both sides, Yeoman are going to go for it.
Maybe a possible let's. No, you wouldn't try to draw them offside now because you've already burned your first time out.
They're going for it on fourth down. Rhodes calls for the snap, drops back, throws to the left side for Westbrook, and he caught it with one hand in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Now he's going to get a flag for taunting. But you know, you got to let a kid celebrate when he makes a catch like that.
That was a thing of beauty. I'm not sure that he wasn't interfered with by the cornerback. And then hauls the ball in with one hand as he's going down.
Yeah, that's going to be after the fact.
Yeah, this is going to be a celebration call against the Yeoman. I wish they would change that rule at some point.
Well, of course, we don't know what might have been said.
Yeah, that's true.
But certainly Westbrook had reason to jubilate.
And jubilate he did. Not excessively, though. 28-22, the Minamoto Carquest extra point is to come. Martin Rodriguez on for an extra point kick, an important extra point kick here. Zach Brashear will hold it. As now we have play held up for a moment awaiting the extra point try.
Do they want the penalty on the extra point?
They have a choice. Well, they're just, I guess, setting it straight.
I guess.
All right, and so now the extra point, sponsored by Minamoto CarQuest. Martin Rodriguez boots it. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Cameron Yeoman have taken a 29-22 lead with 7:13 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Mari Burns Laywell has been around for 101 years this year.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about family.
When you come in, you become a part of our family, and we go through this process with you. You don't ever have to talk to a stranger or a different person every time you need something.
Call anytime, day or night. 254-697-3661. Just like family, there when you need them.
Cameron Nursing Center and Rehabilitation Facility is here for your long-term care and acute nursing needs. Locally owned and operated in Cameron, they're a Medicaid and Medicare certified facility. They currently accept private pay, Medicaid, Medicare, and Scott and White Health Plan senior care and provide extensive rehab services on site. Whether it's long-term care you need or intensive therapy to recover from an illness, injury, or surgery, see Cameron Nursing Center, caring for you step by step.
Back at Yeoman Field, Yeoman lead at 29-22, and let's take a look at that Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
We can do that. It was a nine-play drive that traveled 61 yards. Of course, there was an unsportsmanlike penalty in there that certainly aided in the Yeoman. And a fourth down and five from the 15-yard line. The touch pass from Rhodes to an acrobatic catch by D.D. Westbrook put the Yeoman on top 29-22. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
Here's the kick from Rodriguez. It is high and taken by Jackson at the 30. 35, 40 up the sideline and upended at the 45.
My goodness, how
they
do you
tackled,
miss?
They tackled a Cameron Yeoman who was sitting there ready to make the tackle. All of a sudden, he just disappeared with an arm wrapped around his neck.
How do you not see that
when you're
the sideline judge on this side?
I don't understand.
Wow.
But that 15-yard taunting, we had to kick off from the 25,
right,
and look at the field position they have now.
So La Vega gets it at their own 49-yard line after the penalty yardage coach mentioned, and then the return by Jackson. So here is McGowan and the Pirate offense at their own 49-yard line. He'll keep it and run left. Has a little hole. It gets across
fumble,
midfield, and the
fumble.
Ball is out. The ball is out to the Yeoman.
Recovered by the Yeoman.
They have it. The Yeoman come out of there. Was it? Was that Beck?
Jake Young.
Oh, Jake Young. Jake Young with the recovery at the Yeo 47-yard line. And, oh, boy, what a turn of events here as the Yeoman grab a turnover. Now you got to go cash it in.
Beck Hughes had grabbed a hold of the ball while McGowan had it, stripped it out, and then Jake Young actually just kind of fell on it. I don't know whether he was diving.
That's their fourth fumble of the second half. The first one they've lost, but that's four fumbles in the second half for the La Vega Pirates.
So the Yeoman will have it at their own 47-yard line. With twin receivers to both sides. Rhodes hands off to Kelly. Coming near side. Cuts back inside across midfield. Down to the 45. Dances to the outside. And slung down from behind at the 40 down to the 39. And now a late penalty flag will come in at the end of the play.
Well, you know, Coach Randy Sapp was over there. The ref that was right there on top of it, he was trying to tell him. And the ref from way across the field saw it and threw the flag.
Is it a face mask call against the Pirates?
Yes.
So tack on 15 more yards here after the run by Damian Kelly. And it's another big Malaire's Discount Center Cameron Yeoman first down here in the fourth quarter.
That's the fifth penalty against La Vega here in the second half for 45 yards. They're between their fumbles and their penalties are self-destructing.
Well, you know, last week lost a close one to Prosper, then turn around and have to come down here, and it's just frustration on the part of La Vega.
Yeoman have it at the La Vega 24-yard line, 6:50 to play in the game. Rhodes looks over to the sideline. He's got Keaton Denio in the backfield with him. Twin receivers both sides. Rhodes out of the gun. Hands it off. Denial running left. Breaks a tackle at 25. Down to the 20, to the 19-yard line, and into the EBCO red zone. So a big run there by Keaton Denio. And the Yeoman have it down inside the red zone again. Up 29-22.
Well, Kelly's a gamer, and he wants back in that game, but his calf just keeps tightening up on him. He's trying to work it out over here on the sideline again.
Second and six from the Pirate 20. Rhodes with Denio to his left, Twins to both sides. Here's Denio again. Little play up the middle, a little draw play, and he dances his way down to about the 16-yard line.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Mr. Banda just put on a trap block that threw Denio wide open. Great block.
Reed's on the ball down back at the station.
Yeah, Dallas is on the highlight machine tonight. So it's third and three at the 17.
And they're eating up clock.
And they are eating valuable clock right now.
Kelly is back in the game.
Westbrook and Sapp go right. Haynes and Wren are lined up as receivers on the left. Out of the shotgun from the La Vega 17-yard line, Rhodes is going to keep it. And he is hit very hard by that middle linebacker for the Pirates, Michael Drummond. And that's going to set up a fourth down.
Well, we talked last year about the quarterback keeper and the quarterback letter goer. That was the letter goer right there because Kelly had had Smitherman and Banda right in front of him, and he just had a snowplow going over there.
That's a good call, I think. They're going to try the field goal here to make this a two-score game.
All right, on comes Martin Rodriguez.
Watch the clock, the play clock.
This will be a 34-yarder. Hillman 0 for 2 tonight on field goals. The snap is down. The kick is up. Plenty of distance. This one is good. And the Cameron Yeoman will up their lead. It is Cameron 32, Waco La Vega 22. Timeout on the field. We'll be back. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
No better way to relax. It's Lazy Boy recliner season at Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces in Cameron. Kick back and enjoy the game with the very best seat in the house. And at Denio's, you'll find something for every room in your home. Denio's also carries all the famous names in tile and flooring, plus a complete line of wood, gas, and electric stoves. Fireplaces and inserts, too. It's Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, just north of Cameron on Highway 77.
It happens every month of your life.
All right, honey. It's here.
The arrival of your energy bill.
Okay, open it up.
Make it a better experience.
Woo! Wait, let me see. Whoa!
With a high-efficiency comfort system from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, experience a higher standard of comfort. Call your local independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer.
Call David Cox at Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning, 254-697-4252. Your independent American Standards Heating and Air Conditioning dealer.
4:19 to go. Yeoman up their lead to 10, 32-22, 34-yard field goal by Martin Rodriguez as he gets set to boot it away. McGowan is back deep for the La Vega Pirates, and he's going to get a shot. No, this is Jackson from the 12 up across the 15-20, and a big hit at the 30-yard line as, well, one of the Yeoman.
That was McGowan.
Took a brutal tackle. No, that's
McGowan who was carrying the ball. And Rob, that was much like the play that drew the penalty for the Yeoman.
Yeah.
The biggest difference on those two plays was McGowan was taken down by the front of his jersey, grabbing hold of the front of the jersey, and Kelly was taken down by that horse collar.
Well, McGowan just leveled there at the 30-yard line. So first and 10, Pirates have it. 4:13 show on the clock. Twins to both sides of the field. McGowan's going to pass quick to the left. It's caught. Run up across the 35 and a big hit out of bounds on that far side of the field.
Dedrick Westbrook leveled him.
That hurt me.
Getting a little double action on defense, Westbrook is.
That Yo defense, I'm going to tell you guys, has made some hits tonight. It reminds you of the way the Yo defense used to play. Hard hits out there. Second and four from the 36-yard line. Out of the gun, McGowan is going to run right, throw right. That ball is caught, and a quick hit on Marcus Evans. Anderson and Beck, who's in out there at the 38-yard line. Hit at the 38-yard line. And it's going to be third and short. McGowan out of the shotgun. Twin receivers both sides. He's going to run. Left side has a little juke, and he's hit. He is hit short of the first down marker as the Yo defense has come up big again here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Rob, that was just great speed-on-speed pursuit by the Yo defense. Wasn't going to let McGowan get outside, and he lost a yard.
Final for Marlin tonight, guys. The Bulldogs come back to win that game over Conley. Conley led 2-0 at halftime. Marlin wins it 10-2. Here, we've got a fourth down for the Pirates. They got to go at their own 38-yard line. McGowan sends three right and drops the ball in the backfield. Campa pressures him, chases him out. Yeoman turn him over on downs at the 36-yard line. And a big defensive play as the Yo fans will greet that Yo defense with a standing ovation here as the Yeoman make a huge stop here late in the fourth quarter.
Hearn 22, New Waverly 13.
So, see, you guys all thought I was picking good this afternoon. What it was you guys were all picking like me.
And we just picked and you followed suit, right?
I was just playing my game.
So the Yeomen are going to take over after the turnover on downs at the La Vega 36-yard line with 2:46 to go in the game. Here's a handoff to Kelly as he'll get down inside the 35, and a flag is down on the far side of the field on the play.
Well, it didn't look like we were full set in that.
And you are correct.
That's our fourth penalty.
It's going to be marked off against the Yeoman here.
Fourth penalty here in the second half for 25 yards.
They called a delay of game. Was
no,
the signal.
Illegal procedure.
So sets up a first and 15 as they spot this ball back out at the La Vega 41-yard line. Yeoman up by 10, 32-22 with 2:40 to play in regulation. Rhodes with twin receivers to both sides. Here's Kelly again on a draw play, and nothing there as he's going to be stopped for a loss of a yard. And it will set up a second and long.
Yeoman going to stretch out that play clock now and burn as much time as they can.
Coming up after the game, it's our Bob Steakhouse post-game show. Stats, interview with Coach Rick Rhodes, and the Bob Steakhouse play of the game. You're listening for that a little bit later from the Einstein of Steaks, Bob Steakhouse.
That's for sure.
Einstein.
Open for lunch now, by the way.
Yes, they are. 25-13, Rockdale leading Salado in the fourth quarter. Here's Rhodes with a quick snap pass to Haynes. Out at the 40, down to the 35, and bobbles the ball going out of bounds. They'll spot it down at the Pirate 31-yard line. A little bit short of a first down, and it will also stop the clock as Quinn Haynes runs out of bounds. Boy, Haynes with lightning speed once he gets his hands on the football. Of course, he's just as fast without the ball. As he and Sapp will go wide right here on a third and 5 from the Pirate 31-yard line. Westbrook and Wren will go wide left. Rhodes from the shotgun. Jack turns and throws down the sideline. Caught at the 15 by Wren, and he dives forward down to the 11-yard line for another Mullers Discount Center. Cameron Yeoman first down.
19 yards on that reception by Wren, who had to concentrate over a defender and bobbled it on his way down, but was able to hold on.
You know, the first three quarters, they almost forgot about Wren, and here in the fourth quarter, two times, he's really kind of made them pay for it.
Big catches here in this fourth quarter for Thomas Wren, indeed. From the 12 into the Ebco red zone are the Yeomen once again. First and 10 from the 12. Again, two receivers left. Three men go wide to the right side. As the Yeomen use up some clock here. Run the play clock down to 3, 2, and here's the snap. Give to Kelly. Coming near side on a little counter down to the 10 and the 5 before he's pushed out of bounds there on a play by Tim Evans. But gets the Yeoman down to the 5-yard line. Will stop the clock as he was pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, you could tell that's not what he wanted to do.
Right.
But momentum just carried him that way.
Trying to do his best to stay in bounds, just couldn't do it.
121 yards on 17 carries for Mr. Kelly.
That's due a cramp, isn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely. Back-to-back 100-yard rushing games for Mr. Kelly. And it's second and 3 now for the Yeoman down at the Pirate 5-yard line. Yeoman lead it 32-22 as Rhodes takes the snap, hands it off. This is Kelly. He's hung up back at the 10-yard line. That's going to be a 5-yard loss on that play. And we'll go to third down.
Well, I'm sure that the Yeoman will use as much clock and probably go for it on fourth down if it comes to that. Don't want to give them that blocking the field goal.
They're going to eat that clock up.
Our Bob's Steakhouse postgame show coming up. We'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes. And we'll also select our Bob's Steakhouse play of the game.
This is a knee down offense here with Kelly way back at the 25-yard line.
And Jack's going to take the snap and take a knee as the clock will run here. And that is going to be the final play of the game.
Yep, that's it.
As the Cameron Yeoman will go to 2-0 with a 32-22 win over the Waco La Vega Pirates here at Yost Stadium. A couple of big scores in that fourth quarter. And we'll recount all of the scoring coming up in our Bob Steakhouse postgame show. Final score here from Yo Field tonight. It's the Cameron Yeoman 32, La Vega Pirates 22. Bob Steakhouse postgame show coming up next.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Sefco Convenience Stores, Cameron Nursing Center, by the Yo Shop, Little River Materials, Smile at the World Orthodontics, by Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, Milam Auto, your CarQuest store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Sunny Food Mart, CMMC Full Service Home Repair, Capolino, Dodd and Krebs LLP, Subway and Texas Burger, by C&W Auto Repair, Citizens National Bank, Cox's Heating and Air, Anderley Lumber Company, by Dawn's Paint and Body, Stanley Lind Autoplex, Melanie Sheffield, your Edwards Jones representative, by Ebco Development, Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, and by Standards of Care Home Health Care.
Now stay tuned for the Bob's Steakhouse postgame show.
And welcome back to Yost Stadium, where the Cameron Yeoman improved to 2-0 over a very tough Class 3A program. And the La Vega Pirates winning this one 32-22 in a game that the Yeoman seemed like several times they could put away, but just couldn't do it until right there in the end of the fourth quarter. And that's an indication, Coach, that the Yeoman are in very good shape. They finally pulled out late in the fourth quarter.
Well, they really did. Like you said, they were right on the brink several times of breaking it open and had little things go against them. But in the final analysis, they put it together when they had to.
Again, this is a player-led prayer with both teams out at midfield. This was a great football game, and it was touched by a community member and a coach that was in a tragic situation over the summer, the Eric Balch family. Of course, Eric from Cameron and a Yohai graduate, a great football player, and goes on to coach, and he is a Waco La Vega coach. And, well, that was it's special to see things like this right here. And, you know, Eric is the thought of what's going on at midfield right now. 32-22, our final, and you're listening to the Bob's Steakhouse postgame show. We'll get a
chat with Coach Rick Rhodes coming up in just a moment. Get some stats as Coach Ed Colley is still compiling all of those. We'll get our play of the game selection and our MVP as well. That's all to come on the Bob Steakhouse postgame show. We're back to Yo Stadium in just a moment.
You said you wanted more choices for lunch, and Bob Steakhouse and Cameron was listening. Now, Bob's will be open for lunch Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 1:30. Sandwiches and burgers like the Smoked Turkey Club, Pulled Barbecue Pork, the Yo Burger, and more, plus other great favorites like Homestyle Chicken Fried Steak, Grilled Breast of Chicken, and Fried Catfish, just to name a few. Now, let's do lunch at Bob's. Bob's Steakhouse, at the end of Industrial Boulevard, just off Highway 77 in Cameron.
All right, welcome back. Field final score tonight. Cameron defeats Waco La Vega 32-22. The Yeomen will go to 2-0, headed into next week's Battle of the Bell. And you know they'll be focused on the Rockdale Tigers after they celebrate this one, obviously. Rockdale winners tonight over Salado. And we'll have all those scores coming up a little bit later on our Friday night finals, presented by Stanley Lind Autoplex. We are live on the Bob Steakhouse postgame show as the Yeomen celebrate a win on the sideline with the playing of on Yo High. And we await Coach Rick Rhodes, who will visit with us here on our postgame show from Yo Field tonight after a big win. 32-22. Yeoman led 22-15 at halftime. La Vega would tie it up in the third quarter, but the Yeoman took control in the fourth with some big defensive plays and overcoming some problems there as well. And of course, we'll talk about that here as our postgame show continues at Yo Field.
Well, you know, guys, we didn't really know what we had last week.
Right.
I think we learned a little something about these Yeomen tonight.
Well, that was one of the things, you know, we talked about on the way home last week was how this team will handle some adversity. Let's go downstairs, and Buffalo Bills got Coach Rick Rhodes. Go.
All right, I'm down here with Coach Rick Rhodes. Great win tonight, Coach. There's a lot of teams in 19-3A that are probably glad you guys aren't in their district this year. You said last week that you're looking at all these non-district games and looking for improvements. Rate your team tonight.
Well, we weren't real pretty tonight, but we took home the prize. I mean, and that's the important thing. You know, when it really got down to the end where we had to make some plays, I was really proud of the way our guys responded. I was proud of the, I mean, we made some big stops defensively late in the ball game and came up with some turnovers. I'm just proud of the way our kids, you know, responded. I'm particularly proud of our defense.
All right, Coach. Big question that we've heard all night. What was the deal with the extra point that was blocked?
Well, I thought it was blocked. And if it's blocked and goes past the line of scrimmage, then if they touch it, it's a dead ball. It's like a punt, you know. Their interpretation was they said it never got blocked. The kid kicked it and kicked their kid in the back, so it never went past the line of scrimmage, and so their guy could pick it up and take it into the end zone.
Now you got to get ready for next week.
Oh yeah, that's what's, you know, these kind of games are fun. I mean, you know, and I tell you what, I'm you know, I'd much rather go into next week 2-0 than 1-1.
All right, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Rick.
All right,
Rhodes,
guys.
Joining us on our Bob Steakhouse postgame show. And congratulations once again. Coach Rhodes and the Yeoman go to 2-0 with this 32-22 win. All right, let's, Coach, let's take a look at some of the, all of the numbers. How about
all right.
that?
For the game tonight, the Cameron Yeoman had 20 first downs to the La Vega Pirates, 12. Rushing, the Cameron Yeoman rushed for 145 yards, La Vega for 100. Jack Rhodes threw for 330 yards tonight, 20 of 25 with one interception. For La Vega, they were 10 of 15 with an interception for 119 yards. The Cameron Yeoman had a total of 475 yards total offense, 219 for La Vega. One of the big things that neither team's going to be real happy about is the fact that the Cameron Yeoman had 8 penalties for 75, while La Vega had 8 penalties for 95. But the big unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that set the Yeoman up after what was going to be a third down and 12 ended up being a first and 10, and the Yeoman went down and scored to go ahead. That penalty was a backbreaker. On top of that, La Vega committed five fumbles. They lost two along with that interception. The Cameron Yeoman had one fumble and lost it. But other than that, Jack Rhodes, 330 yards. Dedrick Westbrook had nine receptions for two touchdowns and 208 yards to go along with Damian Kelly's 18 carries for 116 yards and two touchdowns. Both of those guys had a whale of a night.
Didn't they?
All right, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll recount, including Yeoman highlights tonight here on the Bob's Steakhouse postgame show. We're back in 30 seconds.
You said you wanted more choices for lunch, and Bob's Steakhouse in Cameron was listening. Now, Bob's will be open for lunch Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 1:30. Sandwiches and burgers like the Smoked Turkey Club, Pulled Barbecue Pork, the Yo Burger, and more, plus other great favorites like home-style chicken fried steak, grilled breast of chicken, and fried catfish, just to name a few. Now, let's do lunch at Bob's. Bob's Steakhouse, at the end of Industrial Boulevard, just off Highway 77 in Cameron.
All right, welcome back to Yo's Stadium, our Bob's Steakhouse postgame show. Got our Bob's Steakhouse play of the game coming up in just a minute. We'll tell you about that. Also, our players of the game.
Yeah.
I gave that away, didn't I?
Yeah.
Joe, let's recap that scoring. We've got highlights to hear.
All right. Well, it started early for the Yeoman, who got the ball first at their own 37-yard line. It took them eight plays to go the distance in this drive. It was a 20-yard pass to Sapp and a 13-yard pass to Westbrook for a first down, and it was capped by a 7-yard Kelly TD run. Twins to both sides this time as Rhodes will hand off to Kelly up the middle inside the five. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman will go up 7-0. La Vega, though, would answer back on their opening possession. A 4th-and-2 conversion run by McGowan at the 25, and a 14-play 70-yard drive capped off by this 9-yard TD run by Mr. Everything, McGowan.
No, we don't have that.
We don't have that. But that tied it up at 7-7.
Yes,
and the Yeoman would take the kickoff and go 88 yards in two plays. And, of course, the big play here and the longest play from scrimmage on the night was D.D. Westbrook, 78-yard catch and run to put the Yeoman up 45 seconds here in the first quarter.
I noticed that Ray Rongell, who was injured earlier, is not into the ball game right now.
Deontay Holt is in, right guard. Rhodes, twins to both sides, takes the snap, quick pass, near side to Westbrook, stiff arms. He's across the 30, 40, midfield. He is going to go all the way, touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman go up 14-7 on that 78-yard catch and run by Westbrook. The Pirates would get the ball on the ensuing kickoff, but an 8-play drive would stall out with an interception, and the Yeoman would come right back on a drive of their own that lasted only 5 plays before they were forced to punt. La Vega takes the ball at their own 27-yard line, and they'll go the distance in 5 plays, 73 yards. The big play here was the TD, a 47-yard Devontae Jones TD catch. The 2-point conversion was good, and for the first time this season, the Yeoman were trailing 15-14. The Yeoman get the ball back at their own 49-yard line on a kickoff return by Kelly. A 26-yard Kelly catch set up the Yeoman, and then a Kelly 7-yard TD run capped the drive.
Cap goes wide right, Wren out to the left along with Haynes. And now they'll split Westbrook in the slot right. Rhodes out of the gun. Kelly to his left. He'll hand it off. Damian bounces around one man, scoots under a defender and into the end zone for a touchdown, but there is a flag.
It's a late skip.
And the Yeoman would convert a 2-point extra point to take the lead 22-15.
From the end zone, caught by D.D. Westbrook the two-point conversion.
D.D., what a night. D.D. and Kelly offensively. The Yeoman would regain possession after the kickoff was fumbled. On the following possession, 3:23 left in the half, the Yeoman would put together just a three-play drive, 17-yard run by Kelly in this drive, but a 33-yard field goal misses wide to the right by Martin Rodriguez. La Vega would be forced their first three and out, and the Yeoman would get the ball back and scramble downfield, including a 35-yard pass to Westbrook. An interference call that would set up a 40-yard field goal attempt by Jack Rhodes, but it sails wide to the left on the final play of the first half. As we go to the second half, La Vega would get the ball first at their own 22-yard line, and three plays later, a fumble on third down as La Vega recovers for a big loss and would have to punt the ball. Anderson actually fumbles the return on the punt. And that is Trey Anderson back to receive the punt. It's a good nose-over punt. And Anderson can't get a handle on it. And the La Vega Pirates have recovered at the 32-yard line.
There was a ball. We should have just let it hit and roll. First fumble loss for the Cameron Yeoman tonight.
A big break for the La Vega Pirates, and they would capitalize. Six plays later, they go the distance of 32 yards, including a 19-yard Gober run, and it was capped by a one-yard TD run by McGowan, and that tied the score at 22-all. The score would actually stay the same until midway through the fourth quarter, but the Yeo would take the ensuing kickoff, a 35-yard pass to Kelly on third down, and that would put the Yeoman in great field position. Haynes and Wren to the far side, and now Kelly goes and lines up wide left. Rhodes wants to throw over the middle. Kelly wide open. He's got it at the 50, the 45, the 40. He's to the 35, hits twice, and is spun out of bounds at the 30-yard line. But the Yeoman could not capitalize as the Pirates would pick off a Jack Rhodes pass and head it back the other way. But the Yeo defense stood tall there and forced a punt after four plays and would take the ball back over at their own 27-yard line. Kelly with another big run in this drive for 29 yards, but the Yeoman were not able to come up with anything in this drive and were forced to punt. La Vega then forced a three and out, and then the Yeoman would put together their go-ahead scoring drive. It started at their own 39-yard line. A big incident in this drive was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that gave the Yeoman a total of about 30 yards. And then it was capped off by a 15-yard TD catch by none other than D.D. Westbrook.
Go for it.
Maybe a possible you wouldn't try to draw him offside now because you've already burned your first time out.
They're going for it on fourth down. Rhodes calls for the snap, drops back, throws to the left side for Westbrook, and he caught it with one hand in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
And that would put the Yeoman up 29-22. La Vega would take the ensuing kickoff back to the 48-yard line after an unsportsmanlike conduct was marked off against the Yeoman. But on the very first play of the drive, Jake Young scoops up a Pirate fumble.
Keep it and run left. Has a little hole. It gets across
fumble,
the field, and the
fumble.
Ball is out. The ball is out, and the Yeoman
recovered
have it.
By the Yeoman.
They have it.
And the Yeoman would go the other way from their own 47-yard line. This time they put together a five-play, 53-yard drive that included another run by Kelly and a face mask tacked on for an additional 30 yards. And this time the field goal was good by Martin Rodriguez.
Yeoman 0 for 2 tonight on field goals. The snap is down. The kick is up. Plenty of distance. This one is good.
And that was 34 yards by Martin Rodriguez that put the Yeoman ahead by two possessions. La Vega would take the ball and with 4:13 left, try to get something going, but the defense wouldn't have it.
And drops the ball in the backfield. Campa pressures him, chases him out. Yeoman turn him over on downs at the 36-yard line.
105-1.
from that point, the Yeoman would simply run the clock out and take a 32-22 victory into the locker rooms. Great win for the Yeoman.
Indeed. All right, our Bob Steakhouse play of the game, guys.
Yeah. Got to line up Dallas highlight number 9.
Got to go with Westbrook's reception that put us up 29-22 in the fourth quarter.
Incidentally, that's highlight number 8, Dallas. Yeah, Westbrook with that 15-yard TD catch that put the Yeoman on top. Here it is.
Go for it.
Maybe a possible no, you wouldn't try to draw him offside now because you've already burned your first time out.
They're going for it on fourth down. Rhodes calls for the snap, drops back, throws to the left side for Westbrook, and he caught it with one hand in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. All right, that's our Bob Steakhouse play of the game. Listen tomorrow morning in our football scoreboard and be the correct caller. You'll win a $25 gift certificate to Bob Steakhouse in Cameron. Tonight's standards of care, most valuable player is... Actually, it's players tonight.
Yeah.
Coach?
I don't think we've ever given it to three guys before. We've had Cole, but I don't know how you go with a guy that went 20 of 25 for 330 yards and a touchdown, one kid that rushed for 116 yards and two touchdowns, and a guy who received, 18 passes, or no, it wasn't, 9 passes for 208 yards and two touchdowns. Now, I don't know how you separate those three.
If you don't separate them. They're triplets. And there are players of the game tonight. Standards of Care presents that each and every week here on the Bob Steakhouse Post Game Show. Standards of Care, the only name you need to remember in home health care. Standards of Care, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. So congratulations to our players of the game. And, of course, remember that Bob Steakhouse play of the game tomorrow morning. We want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Dallas Reed sitting in the big chair back at the Ranch Studios. Brett Eberhardt with our behind-the-scenes updates throughout the night. And Vicky Goza working hard tonight for us as well back at the ranch. Buffalo Bill, our sideline spotter, and Mama Rose snapping the camera for our web coverage of the Yeoman tonight. Also thanks to account executives Denise Tao, Sherry Smitherman, and all of our sponsors that made the broadcast possible tonight. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way next here on the ranch. Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed will have all the scores from Central Texas teams in action on the gridiron. And join us tomorrow morning for High School Football Scoreboard, an in-depth look at games across the heart of Texas. That's on the air tomorrow morning at 7:45 here on the ranch. That's our coverage tonight of Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football. For Joe, Ed, Bill, I'm Rob Reed. Again, our final, it's the Cameron Yeoman over La Vega, 32-22. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. God bless.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Sefco Convenience Stores, Cameron Nursing Center, by the Yo Shop, Little River Materials, Smile at the World Orthodontics, by Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, Milam Auto, your CarQuest store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Sunny Food Mart, CMMC Full Service Home Repair, Capolino, Dodd, and Krebs LLP, Subway and Texas Burger, by C&W Auto Repair, Citizens National Bank, Cox's Heating and Air, Anderley Lumber Company, by Don's Paint and Body, Stanley Lind Autoplex, Melanie Sheffield, your Edwards Jones representative, by Ebco Development, Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, and by Standards of Care Home Health Care.